following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School spring sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome into the campus of Clay County High School for the first of back-to-back senior night broadcasts. Tonight, Nate and Hayden Adams were honored prior to the 7-12 Bulldogs and second-year head coach Deborah Brown hosting head coach Davey Cochran and the 3-14 Trousdale County Yellow Jackets for a battle between old foes. The Yellow Jackets have come to town looking to complete the season sweep of the team from Salina, but the Dogs have other plans in store for their neighbors to the west. The Bulldogs stung the Jackets on the gridiron last fall, and they're fired up to do it again here this spring. It's not football, but it is Clay County and Trousdale County, here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Bulldog baseball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL, helping you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Bulldog Baseball streaming live on the Horizon Sports. Welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's fifth night of live Clay County spring sports coverage and our third broadcast of Bulldog Baseball. We're back here in the press box looking down on Bulldog Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to continue our coverage of the Dogs on the diamond. And it feels a little strange here tonight as we're without half of our all-star crew as Doug Strong deals with the loss of his mother, Hazel. And from all of us here at the Horizon Sports Network and on behalf of all of Bulldog Nation, we want to extend our deepest condolences to Doug and to his family during their time of loss. Not going to be the same without our resident Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, our officiating guru and supporter of all things Clay County sports. But we'll try to make do here tonight. And it helps to have a man who should be in the Hall of Fame somewhere. And if I have my way, I'm going to make sure he calls Clay County sports long enough to become eligible here someday. He's our resident icon of the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell, who I also know wishes Doug and his family the best.
Yes, I sure do. I know that's a tough situation. It's never easy with loss like that, and I do just wish them the very best and just happy to be back here. We finally got baseball weather, don't we? It's probably about 80 degrees, and this is the way baseball should be played, but when you get up here calling it, sometimes you like the cool nights better than these.
No doubt. Sun right in our face here at Bulldog Field like it always is, except when a few clouds pass by. And what we got in front of us, like I said in the opener, Craig, here is a battle of old foes. You know, we hadn't beaten Trousdale County on the gridiron in a long, long time until this year. And after losing to them once already this spring, these dogs want to get this one tonight.
Yeah, it's always big. You talk about rivals. It seems like Clay County has a lot of rivalries. They're kind of in a centrally located spot where they're kind of close to a whole lot of different teams. But the Trousdale County-Clay County rivalry is biggest in football, but that does bleed over because football kind of starts everything else going. So, yeah, it's a big one here tonight as these two teams get together. They want to get the good part of the season going into the postseason and finish strong throughout the regular season. That's what they're trying to build on tonight.
Yeah, and an early loss to this Yellow Jacket team the Bulldogs had, I think we looked the score up a while ago, 1-4, so not too bad. But that came after the Clay County Bulldog basketball team traveled to Chattanooga on a Monday night for a sub-state game, and they played the very next afternoon. So this wasn't a Bulldog team that was at full force at the time.
No, that would be a completely different-looking team because you know that all these players probably went to Chattanooga. They were probably down there as fans if they weren't playing, so that's going to keep you out late. That's going to get you back late and going to throw off the sleep patterns a little bit and going to change everything. So I think that even 4-1 is not a huge loss. I think this team will look a whole lot different tonight than they were that opening night.
We wouldn't be here to get to see it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We say it each and every broadcast, and we mean it. They're the ones that make it all happen. We wouldn't be here without them. We appreciate each and every one of them, and a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the gang below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. They got a huge dealership down there, folks. Go down and check them out. They are our presenting sponsor for this spring sports season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks listening and watching will pick up a copy of the paper each week. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Megan Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Megan Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story this week talked about how the Dogs were headed down the home stretch of their regular season in the coming days, with tonight's game, one at Macon County tomorrow, and their home finale next Monday with Jackson County, being the only three they have left prior to the District 7A tournament, where they will enter as the number two seed. The Bulldogs earned their second-place league finish with a sweep of Pickett County last week in back-to-back hard-fought wins. Clay County outlasted the Bobcats 16-15 in Birdstown before sending them back home with a 10-8 defeat in Salina the next night. The wins paced the Dogs to a 5-3 conference record, and their overall mark was 7-12 heading into this week's action after falling to Livingston Academy 0-1 and Westmoreland 2-12. We already talked about the first one, and we got the call, sophomore Kel Trowball getting a save for the second victory over the Bobcats as he retired the side in the top of the seventh inning with the bases loaded to secure the Bulldog victory after driving home a pair of runs with a 2-for-3 outing in the batter's box and stealing home in the contest. Prior to Trowball closing it out, Nolan Adams was on the mound for the first 18 outs of the game. He threw 12 strikeouts and also joined Trowball, Daly, and Brown with a pair of hits in the victory. And, Craig, that was a pleasure to call. That was a really good baseball game. Even better, the Dogs come out on top.
Yeah, that was fun. And they won two there, two very fun games against Pickett County. And 49 runs combined in those two games by those two teams. That's just almost unheard of, to score 49 runs in back-to-back nights. And they did it. And that's just fans, that's their kind of baseball. You know, people watching, you want to see the runs scored, you want to see home runs, you want to see big hits, and they had that, they had defense, they had stolen bases. I mean, there's a little bit of everything going on that game, and yeah, just for Clay County to come out on top to seal up that number two spot, know that they beat Pickett County twice going into the tournament, it's got to be a good feeling for these players here for Clay County.
No doubt. We talked about what Trowball did in that second win over the Bobcats. He also then held the Livingston bats at bay on the mound, allowing only three hits and no earned runs. But the Dogs went cold at the plate and were no hit by the Wildcats. Junior Whit Castle-Cassie also pitched a no-hit inning for Clay County. Sophomore Mason Wallace then started on the mound at Westmoreland, where he, Daly, and Nolan Adams, who had the only two Bulldog hits of the day, had no answer for the hot bats of the Eagles. Though they were both losses, Craig, you know, battling L.A. like that had to be a positive for Clay County. And it sounds like the Dogs were just a hit or two away from getting a huge win over Livingston.
Yeah, it does. And that's what we talk about so much during this spring sports coverage, is that these teams playing up in classification, up in numbers. That's what they're doing. Livingston's a 3A team. Westmoreland's a 2A team. Crowsdale County's a 2A team. You get better by playing good people. And when you play them tough, you have to learn what you have to do in situations to make you get those wins. So each time they play somebody close like that, they're getting a little bit better. That's what they're trying to do to push into the postseason.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for coverage of all things Clay County, including spring sports and a story just like we went through. And we ask you to stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Trousdale County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys District 7A update, which will basically be a preview of the upcoming District 7A tournament. Gorge will finish at the top at 8-0. They'll host the winner of the play-in game between Clark Range and Red Bull and Springs at 6:30 on Thursday, May the 1st, so the second game there. Clay County and Pickett County will play in the game prior to that at 4:30 in Gorgeville on Thursday, May the 1st. Of course, the Dogs not locked in at the two position of the 5-3 record. Pickett County at 4-4. So those semifinals are set, Craig, for next Thursday.
And that you know, it's kind of tough having to go to Gordonsville. That's a tough place to go play. But you got to just, you win one game if you're in that Clay County Pickett County game. That's an elimination game. You win that one, you get to go on to the region tournament. So that's a huge game for both those teams. You know, Pickett County is going to be fired up. They lost by one up at their place, lost by two here in Salida. So you know they're going to be very hungry. Clay County's got to stay hungry. They were able to pull out those two close wins, and getting close wins is tough, you know, especially against your arch rival. And they were able to do that. But that's a huge game for both teams, trying to advance, trying to keep playing games. And that's just what it's all about. You want to just survive and advance in the postseason. That's their first chance for Clay County and Pickett County to have to do that.
And we mentioned it. Clark Range finished in that four spot. Redbone Springs at five. Clark Range 2-6. Redbone Springs 1-7 in the league. They'll play each other next Tuesday, April the 29th. That'll be hosted at Clark Range as they finish as the higher seed. And whoever wins that game gets to go play Gordonsville.
They've got the pleasure, don't they? But you take your chances. You know, you might get a day where their pitcher's a little bit off, and you might have a pitcher that just is throwing out of their mind. And baseball is a funny game. Anything can happen, and you just never know. So, hey, they'll take their chance. And both those teams, they might be dangerous. You never know. But the odds are Gordonsville has got to be the odds-on favorite to win that one especially.
And that tournament will be finished up the following weekend. Behind it, Friday, May the 2nd, the loser's bracket game will play at 4:30. It is double elimination. We didn't say that, of course. So double elimination, loser bracket game at 4:30 on Friday, with the winner's bracket game at 6:30 Friday night. Saturday, the loser's bracket final will be held at 4:30, with the first game of the championship coming in the nightcap at 6:30. If necessary, the second game of the championship will be played on Sunday at 6 p.m. So a whole lot of baseball fixing to happen in Gordonsville next weekend.
I forgot it was double elimination. That does kind of change things a little bit, but you don't want to put yourself into that spot where you have to climb out of the loser's bracket, because you're playing all those games in the span of 3 days, possibly four if you go into Sunday. And pitching would be such a factor. You know, you'd have to really control your pitchers and be able to do that. So you want to stay in that winner's bracket as long as you can to be able to keep your pitching good, keep your pitching strong, and just not have to use too many people out on the mat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Clay County got as good a shot as anybody to make that region tournament. Just like you said, Craig, top two moving on. This Boys District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offers you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to play one ad and be right back.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Wondering.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where it's time for the keys of the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Craig, again, Doug not here, dealing with the loss of his mother tonight, so it's all on us. We don't have the main man to break it down for us, but, you know, this is one that really doesn't mean anything, non-conference game, but we talked about it. It does mean something.
Yeah. Anytime you're playing against Trousdale County, it means something. If you're from Clay County, I was talking to the Davey Cothran, their head coach, and he's talking about knowing people around here. He married a girl from Moss, so there's a lot of ties to these two teams, and a lot of the players, they know each other. It's not too far apart, so it means something. Anytime you go on the field in any sport against Trousdale County and Clay County, it means something. These two teams will come out here and play hard tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I like to see my dogs take care of old Davey anyway. We were old foes back in the day. Great guy, Coach Cawthorn. But, yeah, you're right. And I think this is one, Craig, where Clay County wants to get the bats going heading into the tournament. They kind of hit a little slump at Livingston Academy against Westmoreland. Fell out of that heating cycle they were in against Pickett County. So I think that might be important tonight, too. Get a little confidence.
And you know, there are still some questions about that Jackson County game that's scheduled to be played right now, but there may be some rescheduling stuff that they have to do, so they might only have a couple of games left. So you've only got possibly two, maybe three games to get the bats ready, and I think we've got the national anthem.
We do. We're going to go to break.
what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the
At Copeland's Rural Supply.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Right before the national anthem there, we did the keys to the game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Craig, I'll kick it to you for the Subway starting lineups.
Subway starting lineups for tonight's game brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Clay County will be out on the field defensively to get this game started. And on the mound tonight, game to start, Nolan Adams. He wears number 15. He'll be pitching for the Bulldogs. The catcher is number 9, Reese Adams. At first base is number 55, Colton Brown. At second base is number 3, Whit Kazlikowski. At shortstop is number 77, Brady Daly. And at third base is number 25, Cale Trowball, the third baseman for the Bulldogs. Going around the outfield and left field is number 19, Waylon Cherry. In center field is number 12, Nate Adams. And in right field is number 18, Hayden Adams, for the Clay County Bulldogs and Coach Devram Brown. Now for Trousdale County, they are coached by Davy Cochran. See if I don't have things written down, I just lose them. Davy Cochran, they are 3-14. They'll start with the batting order like this. Aiden Beal will lead off, followed by Samuel Cook, Caleb Frucci, Jake Malman, Caden Bush, Gavin Linville, Aiden Link, Alex Livingston, and Mason Sullivan, the batting order tonight for Trousdale County. The Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Greg, of course, we're here on senior night. We've had two seniors honored earlier on. Folks, if you're watching, you can see number 12 and number 18 at the bottom of your screen. That's Nate Adams and Hayden Adams, both first-year players, but assistant principal Daniel Strong honored them when he announced that. He talked about their impact throughout this school, Craig, and what they've done throughout other sports, and just two true Bulldogs.
They are leaders on this team, especially. They come out and they're leaders on every team they're on, and that's just, as seniors, whether they know it or not, the younger players look up to them. You know, they know them as they grow up. They see them growing up, and it's kind of a tough spot to be a senior sometimes, because you've got to be a bit of a leader, and that's what these two step right into, and they do it on the field, off the field, and just everywhere in the community here in Salina.
Yeah, they really do, and made a big impact for Coach Devram Brown in his second year for this Bulldog team. We've seen them get better and better each day, or each game we've called and each game that we look at, Craig, and, you know, probably a credit to those two. You talked about their leadership and so on and so forth. We got Nolan Adams on the mound warming up here. Had a great year so far, Adams has, on the bump, Craig.
Yeah, he's he's good up there. I mean, he can throw the fastball. He can work a curveball in there, and he just kind of mixes things up, and he does it very well. I'm not sure who calls the pitches for them, but they do a good job helping him out, getting the right pitch call to him. Then Reese Adams back behind the plate. If anything's wild, he's not going to let it get by. Most of the time, he'll stop it. If he has to backhand it, if he has to block it with his body, he's going to try to help his pitcher out every way he can. And we're just about ready to get this first pitch with Aiden Beal stepping in to lead off, as we said, for Trousdale County, facing Nolan Adams here in inning number one. And we are underway here in Salina, and that one catches the inside part of the plate for strike one on a good pitch.
Yeah, he's bringing in the heat early. He's got 46 Ks already on the season, and he's just started six games, so that's a pretty good number.
That's not bad at all. As Beal bats right-handed, faces the right-handed throwing Adams. That one's at the knees on a perfect pitch for call strike two. Caught him looking there to go ahead 0-2.
And that's what you see out of Nolan a lot of times. He's pretty aggressive when it comes to against the hitters, isn't he?
And he's everything's been inside on the first two pitches. This one hit well to left field. Left fielder took a couple of steps in. Now backing up, makes the catch on a good adjustment out there in left field by Waylon Cherry. Took a couple of steps in, almost tried to fool him a little bit, but then he adjusted and took a couple of steps back, made the easy catch for out number one.
A good solid contact there by Beal on Nolan Adams after the third straight fastball that he had dealt him, and a good play by Cherry to get the first out.
And all three were in the same place. They probably weren't 3 or 4 inches apart from the same spot that they crossed over home plate. And now Samuel Cook, the pitcher for Trousdale County, will bat in the two-hole here. First pitch to Cook, swing and a miss on one high and away that time. So he was pitching the leadoff man inside and low, and now he goes high and away to Samuel Cook. 0-1 to Cook. Oh, that's a good pitch right down the middle on the fastball for call strike two.
Yeah, and kind of had Cook frozen there just a little bit as Nolan Adams settling in early.
0-2, he's been ahead in the count to both the Trousdale County batters that he's faced. The 0-2 pitch, just missed low for the first ball of the night thrown by Adams. That's 1-2 to Cook. This game rescheduled from earlier on. It's you don't see too many games. Well, they play quite a few games on Wednesday afternoon, some schools do. 1-2 pitch. This one hit well to left field. That's going to get down for a base hit as Cherry will play it on a hop and hold Cook to a single on a pretty good piece of hitting right there by Samuel Cook to get the first hit of the night for Trousdale County.
Yeah, aggressive at the plate there, you know, with the two strikes on him, Craig, and just put the bat right in the center of the ball, pulled it to left field, and the Yellow Jackets have a base runner for sure. And you talked about it. Yeah, this game being rescheduled. Not many athletic events held on Wednesdays, but when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of the season, there's not many options for Coach Devin Brown. And, you know, this is one where he had to kind of get it in to have a senior night game.
Yeah, that's true. As we talked about, there's not many games left on the schedule. As now batting is number 11, Caleb Frucci for Trousdale County. They'll throw over to first base trying to get the courtesy runner as Landon Soper coming in to run for the pitcher, Samuel Cook. So Soper, the runner over at first base. Frucci plays third base for Trousdale County. That one misses low for ball one. Trousdale County, they do a pretty good job hitting the ball. They've looked at some pitches just to kind of get the feel of Adams, and then on that third pitch, both have made pretty good contact. 1-0 delivery. That's at the knees for call strike one on the inside half of the plate.
Yeah, I guess that's a little slider there for Nolan Adams as he kind of comes in on him and then breaks at the last minute, Craig.
Yeah. That evens the count at 1-1. 1-1 delivery. The runner goes. That one hit hard to second base. They've got a double play. They'll throw over to first. Kazlikowski made the catch on the line drive from Frucci. He'll flip it over to Adams to number 55, Colton Brown at first base for the 6-3 double play to get him out of the inning. So Adams faces the minimum in the top half of the first. We move to the bottom half of the first. No score here in Salina.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County and Trousdale County are still scoreless, headed into the bottom of the first inning here on a beautiful day at Clay County High School for baseball, a Wednesday night baseball here tonight. And, folks, if you're out there watching and listening, you may notice it's just Craig and I tonight. Of course, no Doug Strong tonight as he mourns the loss of his mother. Taking care of that, our thoughts are with him, Craig.
Oh, definitely, Doug. He's a big part of these broadcasts. You have him on football, basketball. He's a big part of Clay County. We wish his family the very best. I know it's going to be a tough time. It'll just take time to get through the situation they're going through, and we certainly do hope that they do come through that very well as you can in any situation like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, I want to remind everybody to share this broadcast. If you're out there listening, all you got to do, it doesn't cost you a dime, go down and hit the share button on the page you're watching right now. Give us a like and comment that you did so, and let us know who you're rooting for. So if you share it, say, hey, I shared this broadcast, go Dogs, go Jackets, whoever it is, and you have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. Already had several winners so far this year. Our last winner from our last broadcast had several people do it. And we chose Miss Nina Smith. So, Miss Nina, if you're out there listening, just send us an email to info@DaleHollowHorizon.com to claim your free subscription. And if everyone else will just hit the share button and let us know you did so by commenting, you have a chance to win a newspaper of your own.
Yeah, be a part of it. You can help these broadcasts grow, and they help be able to get these broadcasts of these Clay County athletes out to everybody all across the world. And Clay County to bat for the first time here in the bottom of the first inning. Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, and Brady Daly due up for the Bulldogs to face Samuel Cook on the mound for Trousdale County. His battery mate, Caden Bush, behind the plate catching for the Yellow Jackets as Cook with his first pitch of this matchup. As Adams squares to bunt, takes that low for ball one.
You know, I talked to Coach Brown before the game, and he talked about the impact that Nate Adams has after moving into this leadoff position, Craig. And, you know, he just wants to get on base, and he's done it pretty well. Walks, bunts, base hits, whatever it takes.
1-0 delivery from Cook. This one hit well back up the middle. Shortstop ranging to his left. Can't get to it. That'll get under the glove of the shortstop. It's going to be an infield single for Nate Adams to lead off this game as the shortstop for Trousdale County, Mason Sullins, trying to scoop it and throw in the same motion. It just took a little lower hop than he expected, went underneath the glove for the first hit of the night for Clay County.
And we talked about how this team just getting better and better. You give Nate Adams a little time to hone his skills at a certain sport, it's going to be dangerous. And you see it there as he gets the leadoff single.
Snap throw over to first, and Adams almost caught leaning away, but he's able to react and get back. And that's just some of that instinct you talked about, just that last-second reaction time to getting back to first base safely. Now he'll shorten the lead a little bit over there, though.
Yeah, and expect Adams to try to take second pretty quickly.
Nolan Adams squares the bunt, now pulls back. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one.
Nolan Adams, of course, the third leading hitter on this team. He's just shy of 300. Got 13 hits, 11 of those singles, and also has driven in six runs RBIs-wise. But he's also the home run leader. We called one of them, but he's got two on the season over the fence, Greg.
Throw over to first base, very close there as Nate Adams extended that lead again. And Samuel Cook, that snap throw, that's as quick as you see to first base. And the first baseman over there, Jake Malman, made a good tag, but just underneath it was Nate Adams. Now Nolan Adams, that pitch misses away for ball one. Let's go around the infield, the defense for Trousdale County. Jake Malman is at first base. At second base is Hunter Irvin. At shortstop is Mason Sullins, and at third base is Caleb Frucci. Again, a throw over to first base, but back safely is Adams. They're making him work over there, aren't they?
Yeah, and they know what he can do with the speed he's got. As Coach Brown probably going to try to get him into scoring position.
They'll throw again as around the outfield for Trousdale County, and left field is Aiden Link, and center field is Aiden Beal, and in right field is Alex Livingston for the Yellow Jackets. So I think five throws over to first. Nate Adams goes. That one catches the outside part of the plate for the strike, but an easy stolen base for Nate Adams. He was almost there before it got to home plate, but the pitch is strike to take the count to 1-2 to Nolan Adams.
Yeah, not a chance on that one. The great jump, and then we know the speed he's got.
So a runner in scoring position for the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody out here as they'll look over to second base, but nobody covering, so no throw there.
Yeah, and then, of course, Nate helping his brother Nolan out here pretty well. He's got the attention of the pitcher.
It does make a difference, and now the second baseman going to try to hold him on a little bit, but second and short, they're not very close to first base. That one misses away and gets away, and that'll give Adams a chance to move down to third base as the catcher, Caden Bush, tried to backhand it a little too much on it, couldn't do so. The count evens up at 2-2, and the wild pitch will move Nate Adams 90 feet away from the first run of the game.
You expect Nolan Adams to be super aggressive right here, Craig. A fly ball scores a run.
Runner at third base now with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 2-2 count. Adams swinging strike there, gets away from the catcher. Bush going to throw down to first. Nate Adams going to try to score. He'll slide in safely, taps the base with his left hand to avoid the tag, and the run will score on the strikeout as Nate Adams will come in from third. The catcher didn't hold it, and once he made that throw down to first, it was in time to get the out, but it also gave Nate Adams time to come in and score.
Yeah, and that's what speed does to you, and you talked about it too, instinct also. Nate Adams making the great, perfect decision there to get Clay County on the board first.
And now it'll be Brady Daly stepping in to hit. He's playing shortstop tonight for the Bulldogs as Clay County takes a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Daly deep in the batter's box. First pitch to Brady. This one hit off the end of the bat to first base. First baseman will scoop it up. Step on first unassisted as the little slow roller to Jake Malman will retire Brady Daly as it goes three unassisted for out number two.
Colton Brown stepping in here, Craig. He's become the leading hitter on this team, averaging, again, nobody at 300. He's at 298, so he's really close. He's got 14 hits on the season, 14 RBIs, and we know what he's done in league play, especially against Piggy County.
Depends on how many at bats. This one might be enough to put him over 300 right here for Colton Brett. Cook comes to the plate. That one misses low for ball one. That had to be backhanded by Bush there behind the plate. 0-1 to Colton Brown, the first baseman. Bush gets the sign, rather Cook gets the sign from Bush. 1-0 delivery. That one's low for ball two. First time he's fallen behind 2-0 to a Clay County batter.
And again, with the way he's swinging the bat, we could see Brown be aggressive in this spot.
Cook going to have to come across the plate, you'd think, with the 2-0 count. Brown settles in. That one misses high for ball three. So it's 3-0 to Colton Brown with two away here in the bottom of the first. Trousdale County doesn't want to give up extra base runners here by way of the walk, but Colton Brown may be taking a couple of pitches here. But like you said, as that one misses low for a four-pitch walk to Colton Brown. I'm like you. I think if it was close, they might have let him have the green light there and be hitting the ball.
Yeah, and of course, Cook having a little trouble with control. Yeah. It really not a pitch to hit at any point there for Colton Brown.
No, nothing that he could work on there. Now Reese Adams will bat for Clay County. Of course, Adams, the catcher, he already had the shin guards on with the 2 ounces. He had to take them off, just a little secondary delay as he steps in for the batter's box. Cook, Brown's lead very short over there at first base. He's seen how quickly that throw can get over there from Samuel Cook. First pitch to Adams. That's low for ball one. Five straight balls thrown by Cook now. Adams taps home plate. The big man stands in. The throw over to first. Brown is back safely.
Yeah, Cook, you know, I think maybe just taking a little time there trying to settle down, Craig, and dial it in a little bit.
Yeah, you've got to be a little more patient as there's a big lead. That one misses away for ball two. And he's having a little trouble finding the strike zone right now. Gave up a single to Nate Adams up the middle. They had a chance to make a play on that one. If you make that, then this could be completely different. But right now, he's having trouble finding the strike zone on the fifth batter that he's faced here in this inning. Two-oh pitch from Cook. That one's low for ball three, and it's 3-0 to the number five hitter for Clay County. So Adams, does he have the green light here?
Something in the wheelhouse, I think maybe so. He's been hitting it pretty well, too.
Cook gets the sign. 3-0 pitch. That one's, oh, that's called a strike at the knees to take the count 3-1. Adams thought it was low. He'd already started to pitch the bat over to the dugout.
Yeah, I'm with him, Craig. And, you know, umpire being a little liberal there, trying to help Cook out a little bit, and I don't blame him.
That broke up a string of seven straight balls thrown by Cook. 3-1 pitch. That's called strike two to take the count full for the first time to a Clay County batter tonight. So Cook trying to battle back here after gaining a deep hole. Throw over to first. Brown steps back on first base. Well, that throw has shortened the lead over there. Brown's probably not 3-4 feet off of first base. Couple of steps at the very most. Brown now looks to go. Did he tip it? He did, but he tipped it in the glove for the strikeout for out number three. So Clay County gets a leadoff hit. They turn it into a run, and after one complete, it is Clay County 1, Trousdale County 0.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Clay County up on Trousdale County, headed into the top of the second inning, 1-0 after Nate Adams led off Clay County at the plate with a single, stole a base, advanced to third on a pass ball, and then I guess you'd call it a fielder's choice as his brother Nolan struck out. Catcher dropped the ball, threw down to first to allow Nate to score at home and put Clay County up 1-0. I think that's what we figured out, Craig.
Yeah, I think so. That's the only way I could figure you would score it is the cleanup batter batting now for Trousdale County. Jake Malman will swing through that fastball. Can't catch up to it in the count 0-1. Caden Bush, Gavin Linville due up for the Yellow Jackets here in this second inning. As Malman batting for the first time. 0-1 pitch from Nolan Adams. Misses inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Adams faced the minimum in the first inning. He gave up the single to the second batter he faced, Samuel Cook, but then the defense turns it into a double play with the line drive to Kazlikowski to turn two. That one misses inside for ball two to take the count 2-1.
Yeah, and the Yellow Jackets, you know, putting the bat on the ball to open this one, too. About three solid contact, weren't all hits, but solid contact from Trousdale County.
They were. You can gauge a lot by the sound coming off the bat, and they sounded good. As that one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two to even the count at 2-2. Might have been a little bit inside, but that flinch, I think, by the batter kind of influenced the home plate umpire.
Yeah, that's a heck of a pitch that Nolan Adams has.
Count evens up at 2-2. Swinging strike there. Gets away. Adams can't find it, and it's going to be a error there. A pass ball on Adams will let the runner reach first base, but it will be a strikeout, but it is going to be an error on the catcher to put him at first base.
Yeah, and that's tough. We talked about Reese Adams in the last game and the job he does back there behind the plate, but the way Nolan's slider just dives, it's hard to stop sometimes.
It is, and that was to the glove side. It just kind of kicked off. If you look where the batters are, there's kind of a pretty good dip right there, and it kicked off the side of that little dip as this one hit in the air on the right side into foul ground. I think he just took a funny hop away from him, and that allowed it to get away.
Plus the swing of the bat, and that kind of distracts you from seeing it. And either way, Yellow Jacket base runner.
And they've had a base runner the first two innings now, has Trousdale County. See if they can turn another double play to erase that runner. Is that strike two there at the knees for Caden Bush, the catcher for Trousdale County?
And see Bush kind of shaking his head there. He was not happy with that call.
You know, Bush, I was watching him warm ups. He's got a pretty good throw down to second base. It's going to be hard to run on him. 0-2 pitch from Adams. Little change up. Got him swinging there as he got changed speeds there to get the second strike out of the inning, but the first out and one away here in the bottom of the second. Gavin Linville, the designated hitter, will bat now for Trousdale County as he'll hit for the second baseman, Hunter Irvin, the field umpire, coming out to say something to Nolan Adams, and I'm not sure what that conversation is about.
Me neither, but Adams agreed quickly.
Yeah. Maybe something about a balk situation with that one missing high and away for ball one with the runner at first base. First time he's faced a left-handed hitter in Linville. Squares to bunt, but that one misses away for ball two. Takes out 2-0. That changes the perspective completely, doesn't it, with the hitter in that left-handed box?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, he's been working inside against the righties, and now he's kind of going outside against the lefty.
2-0 pitch. Catches the knees there for strike one to take the count 2-1. Doug talks about it a lot. As long as the umpire's consistent, that's what you wanted. He loves that low strike there. He's been giving both pitchers that. So he just continues to do that. The pitchers can know where they need to go. Two-one delivery. That one gets away. It hits the umpire, but that'll get far enough away for Malman to move down to second base. Pitch was a ball to take the count 3-1 now to Linville with first base open. So the pass ball will move the runner down to second. With nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Linville steps back in. It's right down the middle for call strike two, and Linville, the DH, was taking all the way, and the count goes full now. Tying run at second base. Adams takes a look at the runner out there. Now ready to come to the plate. Fastball hit to left field. Left fielder got a long run, can't get to it. Cherry will play it on a couple of hops, and that'll hold the base runner at third. Is Malman going to hold up there? But Waylon Cherry able to get to it quickly and keep that from being a run for Trousdale County, but it is a hit and runners at the corners with Linville moving to first base on a single.
And as Doug would say, you know, that was the pitch that Nolan Adams really wanted there. Linville just doing a good job taking it opposite field, not trying to overpower it. Cherry, also a great defensive play to basically save a run as the runner was rounding third, but he saw what Cherry could do.
Yeah, if he didn't get a good start, that is a run for Trousdale County as they've got another lefty stepping in to hit, Aiden Link, the left fielder for the Yellow Jackets. That one misses away for ball one. And he's probably the tallest batter that Nolan Adams has faced so far. He looks every bit of 6'1", 6'2", right there, same height as Reese Adams, isn't he?
Yeah, long and lean is Link. And, you know, that's a name we heard several times in Red Bull and Springs. And I want to think the family is in Trousdale County now, playing in Hartsville. So I think maybe a sister that was a pitcher for Red Bull and Springs last year, now pitches for the Lady Yellow Jackets. We talk about those last names a lot.
Yeah.
That's one of them from the area.
Yeah, you always can kind of tell where somebody's from sometimes by their name as that pitch misses for ball two now. Adams with runners at the corners. They'll throw over to first, but diving back safely is Linville just getting under the tag of that throw from Nolan Adams.
We talk a lot about, you know, his control when he's pitching, but, man, he's got some really nice pickoff moves from the mound too, Craig.
He does. He disguises it well. That one catches the strike zone at the knees for call strike one to take the count 2-1.
We saw him pick off a run at second, runner at second, and against Pickett County. And, you know, those are crucial plays when you get outs like that, extra outs, really.
That was a huge play against Pickett County. If they don't get that one, that was in the seventh inning maybe when he did that. It's just a huge play, maybe the sixth inning. Runner goes, pitches a strike. They'll throw, they'll cut off the throw, but Kazlikowski can't catch it, and the run will come in to score. So the defense had a play on as Linville will get the stolen base. Kazlikowski was going to cut off the throw, but it goes wide of him, and the run will come in to score as Malman will score from third and tie the game at one apiece.
Yeah, another tough one there, really. You know, trying to get the cutoff, like you say, and catch the runner back at home place, and then it just got through a little high.
Yep, just a little high, and just an unearned run here for Trousdale County to tie the score at one apiece. Count evens up at 2-2 to Aiden Link. The runner out second base now is Gavin Linville for the Yellow Jackets. It's a solid hitting baseball team is Trousdale County. 2-2 pitch. Oh, just misses outside to take the count full now to the left fielder, Link.
Ooh, that was, had to be within inches of what he's been calling there. Maybe a little high for him. He liked that ball a little lower earlier on, didn't he?
Adams looks at the wristband, making sure of the pitch that they want in the dugout. Takes a look out to Linville out at second base. And he fakes the throw. Linville dives back in. Out there, Brady Daly kind of bluffed going to second base to cover. And that, of course, that dive back to Linville by Linville. 3-2 delivery. This one hit well on the right side. That's through for a base hit. Could be trouble as the right fielder comes up with it. The throw coming home is going to be cut off. They've got the runner caught in a rundown. They'll tag out the runner at second base, but a run will score as up with it quickly out in right field was Hayden Adams. Then Clay County cut it off as Nolan Adams was able to catch the runner moving from first to second, but it does bring Gavin Linville in to score the run, so it'll be a single and an RBI for Aiden Link, and Trousdale County has their first lead of the day.
Yeah, just another good job of hitting there for the Yellow Jackets by Link to score that run, and not a bad job by Clay County to get the out to Craig as the senior Hayden Adams with a nice play out there in right field. Of course, getting the start here on senior night. Two seniors already making a difference. Adams with a good play. Hayden, that is. And then, of course, Nate Adams with the single and scoring the run early for Clay County. But they do trail by one now, 2-1, Craig. Yeah.
That one catches the strike zone at the knees to even the count at 1-1 to Alex Livingston in his first at-bat. He plays right field. If you're scoring at home, that one went 9-1-4.
Wow.
For the put out. Oh, just misses. Livingston has to duck out of the way. And that takes the count to 2-1.
Yeah, really impressed. You talked about it with these Trousdale County hitters. You know, they're able to put the bat on the ball against one of the better pitchers around in single A, in my opinion, in Nolan Adams. He's got good control. He doesn't throw you a meatball very often, and they're hitting it a little bit, Craig.
They've hit solid pitches. That's what he's done. He's thrown pretty good pitches. They're in 6AA. That's with Westmoreland, Whitehouse Heritage, and Liberty Creek. So they play against some pretty quality competition, does Trousdale County. And down there, kind of close to the Nashville area around Sumner County, they play some good teams. That one just misses away for ball four. So the walk given up to Alex Livingston, first walk of the night, given up by Nolan Adams.
And that doesn't happen much. You know, Nolan Adams only averaging, you know, a couple of game really throughout this season, Craig. And, you know, just normally those strikes. And that time it got away from him a little bit.
Now Mason Sullins, the batter for the Yellow Jackets. First pitch to Sullins, a big swing there, but can't catch up to that fastball as the count goes 0-1. He's the nine hitter, then back to the top of the order if he reaches for Trousdale County. So Clay County trying to get out of this inning with giving up only a couple of runs before getting back to the top of the order.
And, of course, Adams, you know, striking out the first two, Craig, and then Limble with the single.
This one hit well to left field. Cherry coming in. Whalen will make the catch on the run for out number three. So that little fly ball to left field, and Whalen Cherry's been busy out there tonight, but he makes the play there to get out number three. But Trousdale County is on the board for the first time. They score two. They move in front by one. It's Trousdale County 2, Clay County 1.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs trail the Jackets of Trousdale County by one. It's 2-1 in favor of the team from Hartsville after Clay County went up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. And then the Jackets had an RBI single by Aiden Link, scored one run, and the other came in on a throwing error, Craig. So maybe one earned, but the others. Clay County defense just got to kind of tighten up a little bit.
Yeah, just got to make some plays. Now the bat's got to come to life a little bit as they trail by one now. As these two teams didn't score many runs the first meeting, but through the first inning and a half, they've already put up three. They only put up five combined in that first meeting, so they're already hitting the ball better than they did that early game of the season. Aiden Keene, Whit Kazlikowski, and Hayden Adams due up for the Bulldogs. As Keene will bat for the first time tonight against Samuel Cook. And did it hit him? No, just got out of the way for ball one. I tell you, Cook looks stronger this inning. I don't know if he's just getting more loose or what, but he's just throwing harder, it seems like, in warm-ups. Cook misses inside with that one, though. They got 1-0. That one misses inside again, and Keene has had to get out of the way of a couple of close pitches.
Yeah, we talked about it, you know, in the bottom of the first, Cook having control problems. Hadn't seen it high and tight like that, though.
Well, those have been right at the shoulder of Keene, having to duck out of the way. That one misses low for ball three. That's 3-0 to Aiden Keene. It's being a Wednesday, you don't know where he is in the rotation for Trousdale County, if he's one of their top district pitchers or if he's a midweek pitcher. Is that one right down the middle for call strike one? Is Keene taking all the way? But he's got some pretty good heat on that fastball.
Yeah, and that's probably the fastest one we've seen of the night right there. Really bearing down to make sure he gets that first strike.
Maybe getting just a tad angry at falling behind 3-0 again. The 3-1 pitch swinging strike there by Keene to take the count full. And again, that fastball just popping the mitt of Caden Bush.
Yeah, that's a challenge right there for Keene. I mean, that was right down the pipe, and it had some heat to it. Keene just couldn't catch up with it.
3-2 pitch from Cook. Off speed there, and Keene will stay alive at the plate, battling that one into the dirt.
Good at-bat by Aiden Keene. You know, he was selective early, and pitches he's had to swing at, that's what he's doing as he fights it off there.
Yeah, he's faced six pitches now from Cook. That's one of the longest at-bats that Clay County has had against Cook, and that's what you want to do. You want to work that pitcher early as much as you can. 3-2 pitch from Samuel Cook hitting the air. Will that one get out of play? It will. Right on top of the press box, and the count stays 3-2.
Big moment here for Clay County. Down one run. They need a base runner to get this one started.
Yeah, get this inning started off well. That's what they're trying to do. Cook has the sign. Fastball misses away for ball four to get that base runner on with a leadoff walk.
Yeah, of course, Kasikowski coming up here. He's had a good year so far his junior season. We talked about it in our last broadcast. Also scored a perfect 36
that's
on the
amazing.
ACT. So what a young man he is. It's not just about sports for him.
That's amazing. I just don't I can't fathom that. I know it's been a long time since I took it, but a 36 would be that would be just unbelievable to be able to say you did that.
I dubbed him Mr. Perfect in the newspaper. And not many times you can really be that.
No, that applies. Kasikowski facing Cook for the first time. That one misses low for ball one. So 1-0.
Got a good crowd filtering in here on a Wednesday night. If you're watching, please share this broadcast. Have a chance to win a Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. When you share it, comment that you did so and tell us who you're rooting for.
1-0 pitch from Cook. That one misses high and away for ball two. I tell you, one of the biggest things I've seen in this game so far, the base runners are having to really shorten their lead. We talk about the pickoff play of Adams. Cook has one just as good there. He'll throw over, but you can't get very far away from first base at all, or he'll get you.
Yeah, and he spends a lot of time doing that.
He does.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
You're talking about three or four throws when there's a runner on, so it doesn't seem to bother him either.
Kasikowski squares the bunt, takes that one for strike one to take the count 2-1. And, you know, you think about it, that gets in the head of the base runners. You know, not only does it affect them physically, because if you keep diving back, having to dive into first base, get back up, that will fatigue you quite a bit throughout a game. But it also gets in your mind that, why is he doing this all the time?
Right.
You know, so. 2-1. Kasikowski puts the bunt down the third baseline. Cook going to get to it. It's going to take a hard throw. He'll make that throw.
Oh,
the runner
boy.
Tries to advance to third base. They'll throw across the diamond. Gets away. That will let the runner Keene get up. Keene going to try to come in to score. He'll slide in safely. So a couple of throwing errors on the bunt by Kasikowski will allow Keene to come in to score, and the Bulldogs have tied it to a piece.
Yeah, this is a great job. First off, while Kasikowski almost beat it out down to first, the fielder's choice moved Keene to second, and then the wheels on the young man
yeah.
as he turned third and came home with it, Craig, and slid in to tie this one up at two. Keene just giving his all.
Just knowing where you're at and seeing what's happening around you, that means a whole lot. And that's what happened there. He just saw that get away, and he knew it gotten far enough Well, that, well, he first saw it when the bunt was laid down. He decided he was going to third before he even got to second.
I think he did,
And that's a smart move. When you can see that third baseman that far away, you know he's going to have to get back there. He's going to have to get set up. He's going to have to make a catch and make a tag. So that was smart. Then it got away from him again. And just, he knew it was far enough away to come in to score. And Rosedale County made it close at both bases, but just couldn't get him. And Davey Cothran out meeting with his infield after a few throwing errors on that play.
Yeah, and those were close plays, too. You know, I don't know that they get Keene at third, and honestly, they had to make a pretty good throw to even have a chance to get him out at home here. So, but, yeah, Coach Davey Cothran out there kind of giving his team the rights at this point. Yeah. And, you know, again, I know Coach Cothran pretty well. He knows this game, and he's a fiery guy. He knows what this game means, too, between the team from Salina and the team from Hartsville. So, not happy with his team at this point.
No, he's not happy about the way that they're playing defense right now. Now, let's see how Samuel Cook responds to that run by the Clay County Bulldogs. As it'll be Hayden Adams, the batter now, the right fielder, one of those seniors that was honored pregame. First pitch to Adams, misses away for ball one.
Yeah, first time we've seen Hayden Adams in the batter's box here on the Horizon Sports Network this season. And good to see the senior there. We talk about Nate Adams a lot, the other senior, but I'll tell you what, Hayden Adams will do anything you need him to do for a win or for Bulldog Nation. We've seen it in every sport. It's good to see him here on the diamond.
Cook falling behind again in the count, 1-0 to Adams. That one misses inside for ball two as Hayden, the number 8 hitter, Waylon Cherry, the 9 hitter on deck, then back to the top of the order with Nate Adams, if someone can reach here in this second inning. 2-0 pitch. That one's right down the middle at the knees for call strike one. They've got 2-1, again, working that lower half of the strike zone.
Yeah, good job by Cook. We talked about it. This umpire likes him down there, and he put it there.
2-1 fastball. That one is at the same place for strike two. Hayden Adams thought it was low, but the umpire said it's a good pitch, and the count evens up at 2-2.
And it probably is, but Hayden's got to know, hey, that's what he likes at this point.
Cook, 2-2 delivery. This one hit off the hands. That's going to be a tough play. Second baseman coming in. He'll flip over to Cook covering. He can't catch it. It's going to be an infield hit for Hayden Adams to put him on first base.
You know, we've seen Hayden Adams do a lot of things, and, you know, he's got that deceptive speed there, but he's got that will, and that took will to get on that time is with the little bloop infield single for the senior Hayden Adams.
Hunter Irvin coming in from second base to get to it. That was one of those hits where everybody had to react to it, and the first baseman, Jake Malman, was coming in to try to see if he could be the one to get to it. So a pretty good job by the pitcher Cook coming over there to cover, but just that throw. As, like we talked about third base, he just didn't have time to get everything aligned to be able to make the catch.
Yeah, a little senior night magic from Hayden, and he goes.
Cherry will put a bunt down. Cook will field this one cleanly, throws over to first base for the out, so the sacrifice will move Hayden Adams into scoring position for the top of the order. Nate Adams, the leadoff hitter, back up. So the sacrifice bunt will put Hayden Adams in scoring position. Nate Adams, the batter now.
And Nate with a leadoff single for Clay County. So his bat's getting hot too, Greg.
A little C&I single to get this one started. That's at the knees for strike one.
See if the two lone seniors on this team can put Clay County in the lead.
Now they're here in a big spot together out there, aren't they? The 0-1 pitch, the runner goes. That one misses away. The throw down to third, not in time. Stolen base for Hayden Adams as he'll slide in underneath the throw. And the pitch was a ball to even the count at 1-1.
Great jump by Hayden Adams right there to get into third. You know, really no chance, even with a great throw from the catcher there.
Just timing on the go, isn't it? Because it wasn't a fastball that he threw. So somebody must be seeing something there that's keen what kind of throw it is, and that one misses away for ball two. Go-ahead run at third base now for Clay County, but two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. deuces all over the scoreboard out there in right field.
If Cook can throw another strike, it will be all
it'll be all of it. Two-one pitch. Misses away. Throw down to third base. It hit him. Gets away. Now they're going to hold Hayden Adams there at third base. He's got it back on the bag. Now the shortstop throw it over to the third. And I think since it's a dead ball, it went in the dugout, so he's going to come in to score. So Hayden Adams, again, just throwing it around, was Trousdale County, and a throwing error will allow him to come in to score the go-ahead run for Clay County.
Just a great heads-up play by Hayden Adams. He was putting the pressure on, basically, Doug, you know, or Craig. He was trying to get here towards home, and when he did, he forced the throw. And then the heads-up running by the senior puts Clay County in the lead.
Count with the pitch was a ball to take the count 3-1. That catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two. And Nate Adams, a look of stunned disbelief on his face as he turns around there to look at the home plate umpire. Two runs in the inning. Clay County back in front 3-2. Swing and a miss on a big cut. Can't catch up to that high fastball, but Clay County does the damage. They score two runs to answer the two by Trousdale County, and the Bulldogs move back in front 3-2 through two complete innings.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Trousdale County 3-2. Heading into the top of the third inning, and here's your dog recap brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Clay County struck first as Nate Adams singled, stole a base, and a fielder's choice scored him to make it 1-0, and then Trousdale County answered with two runs in the top of the second to go ahead by one before Clay County added two in the bottom of the second as Aiden Keene drew a walk and then scored after two errors and a fielder's choice by Kasselkowski, Whit Kasselkowski, as he was hustling around the base pass. And then we saw Hayden Adams with an infield single to get on base. And he put the pressure on with a stolen base. Waylon Cherry also sacrificed bunted to move him over into scoring position. And then another throwing error with Hayden on third, allowing him to basically steal home and get in to put Clay County up by one at 3-2, heading into the top of the third inning. This dog recount's been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina when you join today. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL. Great rally by the Dogs.
It was. Back to the top of the order here for Trousdale County is Aiden Beal, Samuel Cook, and Caleb Frucci. You up for the Yellow Jackets, and these are the three that we talked about hitting the ball hard when they made contact. It's 1-0 to Beal. This one hitting the air on the right side. Brown takes a look at it, but it's going to be just over the fence and foul ground and out of play, and the count evens up at 1-1. Colton Brown going right to the fence. It was just a couple of feet beyond, and with the height of the fence, there's no way to get to it, and the count evens up at 1-1. I just thinking during that timeout, Coach Cochran was upset there in the middle of that second inning, going out to his, as the pitch kind of slipped out of the hands of Nolan Adams that time, as a ball to take count 2-1. About them throwing the ball around, they continued to do that. And again, throwing errors kind of let Clay County move in front.
Yeah, again, I think you got to credit the Bulldogs, though, putting the pressure on them a little bit with the base running of Hayden Adams, as Nolan Adams had a chance to get an out.
No one knocks it down in front of him. That one took a funny hop. That second hop, just a couple of feet in front of Nolan Adams. But he's able to stick with it, let it play off his chest, throw it over to Colton Brown at first for out number one. So think about it, in the infield, sometimes you got to give up your body to get that out and just keep it in front of you and make the play.
Yeah, and a great job by Nolan. Just again, another one of those guys that can kind of do it all for sure. But going back to how Clay County got this lead, Greg, you're exactly right. You know, Coach Cawthorn can't be happy.
No, that one just misses inside for ball one to Samuel Cook, who had a hard hit ball to left field his first at bat. So Nolan Adams would love to retire him here. He's got one of the two hits on the day for Trousdale County. That's a little breaking ball, breaking right back over the plate. They even the count at 1-1.
And, of course, battle of the starting pitchers here, both really good athletes. We saw Cook on the mound, too. He's not bad.
No, he's got a strong arm. He doesn't work high pitches very much, but that's not what this umpire wants. And that one catches the top part of the strike zone for call strike two. They've got 1-2, but he may be extending the strike zone up a little bit.
Yeah, it may be, but that breaking ball is just nasty.
Yeah.
You know, coming right at Cook's head pretty much and then falls in into the zone.
1-2 pitch from Nolan Adams. Fastball going to be grounded back to third. It's going to be knocked down. The throw to first, not in time. It'll get away. Cook going to try to advance down to second base. Brown will make the throw down to second. Kaslikowski covering, but he slides in safe. And nobody on the Clay County side is happy with that, as it looked like he was dead to rights at second base.
Ooh, I don't know. You know, a little half slide there from Cook, a great throw, even though it did come in on the bounce from Colton Brown over at first, and the tag was there, Greg.
Yeah, I thought he got him. I thought he was right there as the throw came in ahead of him, and then the tag applied by Brady Daly, and it just looked like he was out. But the umpire was behind the play, kind of looking at it from the first base side, and he didn't see it the way that everybody on the Salina side did. And now it's Caleb Frucci batting with the courtesy runner Landon Soper out there at second base. So Cook will reach on an error on that one. The tying run out at second base. Throw over to second. Diving back, got him that time. Good job by Daly, putting the glove between the hand and the base and getting that out on that throw, and maybe just a little bit of a makeup there by the field umpire.
It could have been, but I think you're exactly right on it. Another just, I don't know, unbelievable spin and move by Nolan Adams to throw right to the bag. Daly laying the glove between the hand and the bag,
yeah.
Greg. So it's all about the perfect timing to get that one for sure. But you're right. The makeup call might have helped.
It couldn't have hurt.
But it was beautiful.
It was. And he placed the glove perfectly as that one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one to Caleb Frucci. And that's what you want to teach your players out in the infield. If you could put the glove there where they can't get to the base, they can't be safe. And that's what he did.
And again, the throw kind of put him there.
It did.
As Nolan Adams just putting it in the perfect spot.
Swinging strike there by the third baseman Frucci for strike two to take count 0-2.
Got some really hot action going on here between Clay County and Trousdale County. Folks, if you're out there watching, share this broadcast for us. Have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription as Nolan Adams gets another K.
That curveball got him looking, had him fooled, and Frucci will be retired for the second time. The top of the order goes in order for the second straight time, but they get a hit each time. Kind of been an odd situation there, but we're through 2.5. It's Clay County 3, Trousdale County 2.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County by 1-3-2, headed into the bottom of the third inning after some pretty good defense from Clay County. Got 3 up, 3 down there in the top of the third, Craig.
Yeah, that's as we were going into the break there, it's been kind of odd. Samuel Cook has gotten two hits But somehow, Clay County's been able to get out of the inning with the 1-2-3 batters in the order for Trousdale County. You don't see that happen often, but Clay County's made it work here the first two times they faced the top of the order.
Yeah, they have. Again, folks, if you're watching, go down and hit the share button, comment that you did so. Let us know who you're rooting for, Clay County or Trousdale County. Have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. Our winner from our last broadcast, Miss Nina Smith. So, Nina, just send us an email to info@delhollowhorizon.com to claim your free subscription. Everybody share this broadcast. Have a chance to do the same. Craig, we haven't mentioned our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports, getting on board with us here. And, you know, got a great business down below the Cumberland River Bridge. But we've also got a community that's getting behind a young 14-year-old, Evan Hayes. And Clay Power Sports is part of that community that's doing so. All Clay Power Sports apparel, hats, shirts, sweatshirts, et cetera. Half of the proceeds that are sold this week is going to young Evan to help him in his battle with leukemia. So, folks, go down and do business with Clay Power Sports and help a good cause this week.
Yeah, that says a whole lot about Clay Power Sports stepping up to be a big part of this community. And just go out and support them and support that young man that's battling this illness and just help him out any way you can. Move to the bottom of the 30. Oh, that got him right in the helmet.
Yeah, Nolan Adams is not going to like that as he glares down at Cook. And, you know, these two kind of been battling at each other. Two of the better athletes on this team, and neither one of them is going to back down. But that was a headshot right there. Nolan Adams doesn't like it, and I don't blame him.
No. If you're going to get hit, though, that helmet is probably the safest place to be hit. And it kind of got him under the chin. Now the home plate umpire going to talk to Coach Brown.
Yeah, they're talking about Nolan Adams. I mean, he just got pegged in the head. You got to at least let him look down to the mound.
Yeah. You're going to have a reaction.
I mean, how do you not?
You're human. Everybody's going to react, and he didn't do anything out of the way.
No, and not at all. Again, we talked about it, about old foes here.
Yeah.
Little animosity between these two. You got to love it.
They know each other. It goes deep as Brady Daly, now the batter for Clay County, as Daly steps in. Runner bluffs over at first base. Pitches on the inside part of the plate for call, strike one.
And Brady Daly, one of the better hitters on this team, also leading the team in RBIs this season with 15, Craig. So runner in, on base, this is when you want Brady Daly.
It is, and the throw over to first again. Even with Nolan Adams, that lead is very short over there for one of the speedy runners for Clay County. So like we talked about, that pickoff play, it's taking a step or two away from the base runners. That makes the defense a little easier to have plays down on the bases.
There
Adams goes now. That one misses, gets
He's
away.
Gone.
Nolan going to take a look at it, but it bounces back to Bush, and he'll hold at second with the clean stolen base by Nolan Adams. Pitch was a ball to Daly to even the count at 1-1, now to Brady Daly. So insurance on the base pass down at second base for the Bulldogs. Cook. Catcher sets up way outside and low. 2-2 pitch. That misses way outside. Good job by Bush. Able to get it to keep it there at home plate and keep Adams from advancing.
And we saw Cook kind of zone in there in the bottom of the second, Craig, but he's back to his old ways here. Already hit a batter, Nolan Adams, to start this one off, and that one was way outside.
2-1 pitch from Cook. Check swing, he went to even the count at 2-2.
Whew. That was close. I mean, I don't think he broke the wrist there, Craig. Maybe just turned a little too much.
Yeah, the home plate umpire didn't hesitate, though. He was on it quickly and said that he did go. It may have been a strike anyway. It may have been the call. But it evens the count at 2-2. Cook taking the hat off out there, wiping a little perspiration. First pitch, it was upper 70s, it's cooled down a lot with the clouds. This is perfect right now. This is, if you're a baseball player, this is where you want to be. It's not hot, but it's not cold, and you can make some plays. Adams goes, pitches low. Bush won't make the throw as Adams slides in head first to take third on the stolen base. And I think if they haven't made as many errors throwing the ball as they have in this game, he might have tried to throw him out right there.
Yeah, I think you're right. He had Coach Cawthorn in the back of his head right there, didn't he? But I don't know that he had a chance to get Nolan Adams, the stolen base leader on this team, 18 on the season coming to this, into this one, is Brady to get the bat on the ball.
Oh, the shortstop can't get to it. That's going to be an error at the shortstop. The thing about that is it'll take away an RBI for Daly, but it will score a run as Nolan Adams will come in to score as over at short. Mason Sullins had it go underneath his glove. It just kind of kicked off the grass there and stayed low. Didn't ever come up off the dirt, and it'll be an error to put Daly on at first, and the run will score for Clay County to give them a two-run lead at 4-2.
Yeah, good job by Daly just putting the ball in play to see make something happen. You know, without that contact, Nolan doesn't score there, Craig, so and Daly's left on base.
Colton Brown, the batter now for Clay County. First pitch to Brown, curveball, catches the strike zone at the numbers for call strike one.
Haven't seen a whole lot of those out of Cook so far, and, you know, that's a pitch Colton Brown can take for a ride.
Yes, that's up right in his wheelhouse, and the count 0-1 to Brown. He walked his only other plate appearance to get on base. 0-1 delivery. This one hit back up the middle. Pitcher going to backhand it. The only plays at first. They'll get the out there, but it will move the runner over to second base to put Brady Daly in scoring position. Now for Reese Adams.
A good job by Brown advancing the runner with zero outs. Now they just got one out. Adams at the plate. And then Kaslowski coming up after him. So plenty of power to try to get Daly home here.
Yeah, a chance to add another run for the Clay County Bulldogs is Reese Adams to bat. He struck out his only other plate appearance, but a long at-bat by Reese Adams working against Cook, so he's seen a lot of pitches. You hope that helps him here the second time he faces him. A little check swing there will be just outside for ball one to Adams. Reese stepping back in. Cook looks over the dugout. Bush getting the pitch sign from the dugout. He's got the relay out to Cook. Cook taking a look at Daly out at second base. That one misses inside for ball two, and that's a tough one to take right there. Is that one coming right at the knee of Reese Adams, but he stood right in there.
Yeah, and he's done that all season long. You know, definitely the toughest guy on this team. I don't know how many he's got, but we've seen him get hit by a pitch about four times in three broadcasts.
Every game that we've done, he's been hit, I think. That one misses outside for ball three.
Yeah, another guy that's going to sacrifice for the team. You know, any way to get on base, that's Reese Adams.
You know, he's thrown a lot of balls, has Samuel Cook, but he's only walked two. So it seems like he's been wild a little bit. Foul tip there for strike one to make the count 3-1. But he has recovered a lot of times.
Yeah, overall, done a pretty good job. You know, it's kind of been the Yellow Jacket defense that's given Clay County this two-run lead at 4-2, Craig. The pitcher, not so much.
He misses there, though, for ball four for walk number three on the night, and runners at first and second now for Aiden Keene.
Yeah, and just one out. We saw what Keene did earlier, Craig. He scored a run after some really heads-up base running and hustle play from the junior.
Because Devin Brown wanted to make sure that his base runners and batter are on the same page with two runners on and only one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Keene waiting patiently, moving that bat around over the right shoulder. That one's low for ball one to Aiden Keene. He walked his other appearance to get him on base, did come around and score a run on some throwing errors by Trousdale County. But aggressive base running, though, by Aiden Keene as well. This one hit well to left field. Keene will drive that one to the fence. That one is down for a extra base hit. One run will come in to score as Daly comes in to score. Adams chugging around third base will come in to score. And it's a two-run double for Aiden Keene. Celebrate out there on second base, young man. You just drove in two runs, and the Bulldogs have moved in front by 4-6-2.
And that's Aiden Keene's pitch right there. It was right where he wanted it, Craig. and he just turned on it with that sweet stroke he's got. I thought he was going to go yard, but I think he hit it a little too hard on the line.
Yeah, he's on a rope and didn't have a chance. If you get up in there, I thought the same thing as it started carrying the left field, but two more runs in. They've scored three in the inning, so one in the first inning, two in the second inning, three in the third, and now Whit Kazlikowski will bat for Clay County with a runner in scoring position, and the Bulldogs leading 6-2 over Trousdale County.
This is just what I was talking about. Clay County needed this game to kind of get some confidence going in the batter's box, and they're doing that, Craig.
Kazlikowski takes one way inside on that one as he had to back up a step and a half to get out of the way. Keene, very short lead out second base. The second baseman holding him on. Kazlikowski going to hit this one foul down the right side. First baseman gives chase, but it's over in the road between the softball field and the baseball field, and the count evens up at 1-1.
Fun game so far. Of course, Clay County in the lead at 6-2 now. That helps out quite a bit. But back and forth, really good ball game between two pretty good teams.
A lot of stuff happening. That's what's exciting in a baseball game when things are happening. Kazlikowski squares the bunt, takes that one for strike two as he offered for the bunt. The count goes 1-2 now to the second baseman for the Bulldogs.
What is that rare breaking ball from Cook? Kazlikowski kind of almost got hit in the face before it broke in.
Lights coming on here at Clay County High School. Game just about an hour and 10 minutes old here tonight on this Wednesday evening. Happy to have you with us here on the Horizon Sports Network as Keene shortens his lead out at second base. This one just a little slow roller to shortstop. Shortstop up with it, throws to first. Route number two, but Kazlikowski will move the runner on a good contact made on that one, but right at the shortstop, Sullins, who makes the throw over to first base to Malman for out number two.
Yeah, good contact there. I thought he was kind of going to get the bloop out of that one, Craig, as he just kind of took the pitch where it needed to go, just didn't quite get enough on it.
And now Hayden Adams will bat. He scored a run back in the second inning after singling to get on base. The right fielder, you say, doesn't bat a whole lot, but he's one for one on the day now here in his senior night game. That one misses. That one gets away, but Keene going to hold at third on ball one to Hayden Adams.
Yeah, again, we talked about senior night here tonight. Folks, if you're watching, you can see the number 12 and the number 18. 18 in at the plate, and Hayden Adams already scored a run and got a hit. Same thing for Nate Adams, a leadoff single in this one, so seniors are making an impact, Craig.
Hayden Adams steps back in. The 1-0 pitch. That one misses inside for ball two. Just got out of the way. Is Keene doing some dancing around down there at third base, trying to distract the pitcher Cook just a little bit. Seventh batter at the plate in the inning in Hayden Adams. Two-oh delivery. That one misses low and away for ball three. Waylon Cherry on deck, then back to the top of the order for the Bulldogs.
Clay County already three runs in this inning, like you said, Craig, go up 6-2. And they're looking for more.
A two-out walk given up to Hayden Adams. We talked about him just giving up two walks through the first two innings. Samuel Cook has given up two walks now in this third inning to give him a total of four, and runners at the corners now for Clay County and Waylon Cherry.
You know, and Cherry batsing in that spot. He's second leading hitter on this team, though, with a .250 average just below Colton Brown. He's got 10 hits on the season, nine of those singles, and, you know, just gets on base, Craig.
And that's what you want from your nine hitter. If they can get on base and get back to the top of the order, then that's where runs can come from. Caden Bush taking time there for Trousdale County to set the defense for the Yellow Jackets as Cherry squares and shows bunt. They'll fake the throw to third. Now they'll throw over to first, and diving back safely is Cherry. I think he's just showing bunt right here to allow Cherry to go to second base. With two outs, they might make the throw down there. see if they can get the out on the caught stealing. So a lot of variables on this one with the 2 outs.
Yeah, and Hayden's probably going to go with 2 outs here, and he does.
That one gets away.
Here comes
That's
Keen.
Going to let Keen try to know it. He's going to be caught between home and third. The throw back to third. He jumps over the tag, but they got him as he got a little too far down the third base line and is caught on the rundown. And that will be out number three is, wait a minute. That's going to be 3 outs as it goes with Keen caught on the rundown. We're through 3 complete. Clay County 6, Trousdale County 2.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball. Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County 6-2, headed into the top of the fourth inning, and we had a little drama there at the end, Craig, after Aiden Keen got caught in that rundown. I think it was something between Aiden Link and others, the umpires and coaches, having a little discussion. We kind of missed it with the inning ending out there.
Yeah, sometimes keeping stats makes you miss some of the best things. I didn't see what happened. I don't have a clue. But the Clay County crowd was fired up about something. I'm not sure what it was. That's just a reason to go back and watch the replay and just see what happened.
I think so. And, you know, we saw Nolan Adams get hit by a pitch early on up in the eyes by Cook from Trousdale County, and we saw a little animosity between these two. We talked about it coming in. You know, this is Trousdale County, Clay County. Yeah. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, just don't like each other a whole lot.
It's going to get
intense. Got respect for each other. But, you know, there's a little rivalry here. Again, going back to the football season, Clay County getting their first win over the Yellow Jackets in a long, long time. You know you got some players.
Yeah.
I know Clay County's got a lot of football players out there. I'm sure Trousdale County does, too.
Oh, you know they do. They're double-A, but they still have not a lot of students in a double-A school. As the first pitch to the leadoff man, Jake Malman, to start this inning. It's Malman, Caden Bush, and Gavin Linville due up for the Yellow Jackets. That pitch misses away for ball one, and it's 1-0. To Malman. He reached on error, scored the first run of the game for Trousdale County back in the second inning. That one off of home plate. That's trouble, but it rolls foul down the third base line.
Probably very fortunate that it had that English on it because that one was just dribbled down through there. Could have been an infield single.
Yeah, that was trouble. Trowball was giving chase on it there, but it would have been a very tough play as Malman runs pretty well for a first baseman. 1-1 pitch from Adams. This one hit right to shortstop. Daly will just reach up to his free hand side and make the catch on the line drive to Brady Daly at shortstop.
You know, Brady Daly has been really solid out there when we've seen him at shortstop. Already did have a little bobble earlier. I think a little redemption for Daly right there. That was just a heck of a play.
Yeah, that lined right over the opposite of the glove side, had to reach across his body to make that catch, and now Caden Bush, the batter. That one gets away from Bush for ball one.
You know, Clay County retired the side the last time in the top of the third, and then they added those runs, 3 of them, in the bottom of the third, Craig. They'd love to do the same here in the top of the fourth.
1-0 pitch from Adams. Takes that one inside. He was willing to take one to try to get a base runner. One, he wasn't going to move on that one that was just a couple of inches away from his leg.
Yeah, almost went, looked like it went between them.
Yeah.
It may not have, but you're right. He wasn't going anywhere.
No. 2-1 pitch. That one misses away for ball three. Sometimes the quirks of baseball. The first inning, Clay County scored 1 run. Second inning, they scored 2. Third inning, they scored 3. That means they're going to get 4 in the bottom of the fourth.
They may do it.
It's just,
yeah, you talked about it. It's been a numbers night. Had all deuces on the scoreboard earlier.
You never know. Caden Bush hits this one foul into the net, swinging away on a 3-0 count. take the count 3-1.
Yeah, of course, Bush, the catcher we talked about, Reese Adams, he'll take a pitch. I think it might be something with these catchers. They're just tough.
It could be. That could be it. Now, they get beat up back there all the time anyway. Kind of like Doug always says, is the 3-1 pitch catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two. When they bounce around at the plate, they don't ever catch the equipment.
Right.
They always get inside the equipment. That's what he always talks about. For the full count to Caden Bush as Nolan Adams trying to battle back from a 3-0 count.
Can't hardly call one without talking about him, can we?
No, no, we can't. 3-2 delivery. This one's going to be grounded down the left side, foul and out of play, but staying alive is Caden Bush.
Of course, we talked about it in the opener, folks. Doug Strong not here tonight, dealing with the loss of his mother in the next few days. We miss him, of course, and wish him the best. But I've already said his name a couple of times, Craig, I think.
Yeah.
It's just hard to – he's supposed to be here.
You're just getting the habit, don't you? A lot of time being taken out on the mound by Nolan Adams. As Coach Davey Cothran may have been saying something out there to his batter. Full count pitch. Misses inside for ball four. So a one-out walk given up to Caden Bush.
Yeah, and that's a pitch that, about two pitches prior, Nolan Adams got a strike call on, and a little disappointed he didn't get it that time.
Yeah, he was too, I think, and that's the second walk given up by Adams. Now back to the back-to-back lefties for Trousdale County as Gavin Linville will bat the DH for the Yellow Jackets. This one hit to right field. That's high in the air. Hayden Adams has plenty of time to settle under it and will make the catch for out number two as Linville just got underneath that one, lifted it up to right field, and Hayden Adams there to make the catch on the pop-up for out number two.
Again, Hayden Adams hadn't seen a whole lot of time in his senior season, but he's been challenged here tonight and played really well, made some outs in the outfield, scored a run, gotten on base, and the senior just kind of giving it all here.
Yeah, if you're an outfielder, that's the one you want, isn't it? There's
it
no wind. That hit way is not too high up there, but just about that's the kind of pop fly that you want to make on that, want to have a chance to make every put out on is Link. We'll take that one outside for ball one. Aiden Link batting for the second time. He's singled with an RBI back in the second inning, so he's 1-for-1 on the day. This one hit on the left side now to play to even the count at 1-1. And look at Link crowding the plate. His toes right there on the chalk on the front part of the batter's box.
Of course, he knows Adams has been working what will be the outside corner for him, so he's trying to get there where he can reach it, Greg.
Adams takes a look over at second base. Short lead over there for the courtesy runner as that one misses away for ball two. They've got a courtesy runner out there for the catcher. That's number 7 for Trousdale County. That is Weston Dennis, the courtesy runner. 2-1 pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. That's a good pitch right there. Just painting the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, he's been there all night long, whether it be it turns into the inside against the right-handed batters or the outside corner against this lefty. Just great control.
2-2 pitch from Adams. This one hit in the air on the left side. Gets out of play as Trowbaugh took a long look at it, but there's no play, and it's 2-2.
When you go back to Adams, we talked about his strikeout numbers. You know, he's still got an ERA right around 3, which is really good for a high school pitcher, Greg.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
And he had it under 2 at one point. And just really pitched well here in his junior campaign.
That one low for ball 3. Good job by Reese Adams keeping that one right there with him as it got in the dirt. And he held it right there underneath him to stay there at home plate and to hold Dennis over at first base. Throw over to first base.
Got
Dennis
him.
Leaning. Did he get him? No. Going to be called safe out there. Well, there have been a lot of bang-bang plays, and a lot of them have went Trousdale County's way.
Yeah, and that's a tough call from where he is. You know,
Coach Brown may be wanting to appeal this here to home plate.
I mean, he's looking at the direct back of that. Couldn't really see the glove of Colton Brown. But you're right. It was close. And Coach Brown doing his job. Got to question him, like we say.
Oh, yeah, you got to fight for your players, and that's what he's doing right there. I
think he may be saying, hey, didn't you have a better look at that from home plate? I'm not sure, but I don't know how that goes. Of course, we don't have Doug Strong here. He would tell us.
Well, the field umpire would have to ask for the appeal.
Okay.
As this one hitting the gap to right center field, that's going to be trouble. That's down. Nate Adams gets to it. Nate will make the throw to third. That's a strong throw. Trowball makes the catch but can't hold on. And the runner is going to move in safely to third as Nate Adams showing off a cannon out there in right field. But a solid double by Aiden Link puts runners at second and third now for Trousdale County.
What a throw from Nate Adams on the run. You know, he just circled around, caught it in stride, and it's like all one motion, Craig. And then you're right, the cannon to third to make that play close. Just couldn't quite get him. And a great piece of hitting by Aiden Link right there.
It was. He just took it right in the gap as Alex Livingston, the batter, now will take ball one. Still a chance to get out of the inning with Livingston here at the plate. But runners at second and third trying to answer those three runs by Clay County in the bottom of the third. This one hit to the right side. That's going to be a long run for Adams, and it's going to be in foul ground to even the count at 1-1. Hayden giving chase, but about 6-7 feet into foul ground, and the count 1-1 now to Trousdale County. I think the Yellow Jackets weren't running. They were both the runner at second base. He was at home plate when that one hit the ground.
Yeah, with the right-handed batter, of course, Hayden Adams kind of shading the other direction. He might have been able to make that play. Gave it all he could to try to get to it, though.
Now they've moved him over to the line, and that's made a huge gap in right center field as that one just misses the batter in the batter's box for ball two. So it's 2-1 now to Livingston. Trousdale County won the first meeting 4-1. A little more fireworks here in this second meeting. Clay County leading 6-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss there for strike two on a big cut by Alex Livingston. 2-2 to the right fielder. He walked, was stranded at first base back in the second inning. Two pitch from Adams. Oh, just misses inside for ball three. Full count now to Livingston. Three-two delivery. Swinging strike. Adams can't hold it. Reese will find it. Now it's a throw down to first base, and he will get the throw down to Colton Brown. As that's going to be the third out of the inning, as the ground out or the strikeout, and then the throw by Adams for out number three, and we're through 3.5. Clay County leading 6-2.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs of Clay County lead the Yellow Jackets up Trousdale County 6-2, headed into the bottom of the fourth inning, and they've sat down the Yellow Jackets in the top of the third and the fourth, and then added three runs in the third, Craig, to kind of take control of this game. Like to add a few insurance runs here in the bottom of the fourth, but Clay County playing pretty well. Nolan Adams just dealing on the mound for the Dogs, too. And this is the type of baseball that this team needs to be playing headed into the postseason.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well. Little extracurricular stuff there at the end during the timeout. The throw kind of pulled Colton Brown there into the base as he had to reach to the foul ground side to make the catch, and then they a little contact there. Both players got separated pretty quickly, and everything's okay. Like you said, this is just an intense rivalry between these two, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, that's about the third instance we've seen, and we hear, Coach Brown, I'm sure, is telling his players, look, guys, just stay calm. This game, we're headed into the postseason. We don't need any type of, suspensions, God forbid, or anything like that, headed into the District 7A tournament. Yeah, this one means something.
Yeah.
It's Clay County and Trousdale County, and you want to win it, but you got to keep your cool here no matter what the Yellow Jackets are doing or what you're doing, that kind of thing, because there's definitely some jawing going back and forth between these two teams for sure. And a lot of action, too, as Clay County scored six runs. They lead 6-2, and this has been a fun one so far.
It's been exciting, no doubt about it. Now the home plate umpire is going to call Coach Devron Brown out to talk to him. He had a long talk with Coach Davey Cochran over there at first base, and now wants to talk to Coach Brown about just settling it down, I think.
And he's probably – this is probably the final warning, I would say. Coach, look, we've kind of let him get away with quite a bit here. If I hear one more thing, we've got to do something. So tell them both teams that, and you got to respect him for that.
Yeah, they've got to take control, and that's the best way to do it. If you want to take control, you start throwing people out, you'll get control.
You will.
That's going to happen. So I'm like you. I think he's giving them that final warning to say that I've had enough. And so now it's up to them to heed that and just come out and play. As Waylon Cherry, the 9-1-2 batters due up for Clay County. Waylon Cherry, Nate Adams, and Nolan Adams due up for the Bulldogs. That one misses inside for ball one to Cherry.
Yeah, and that one was close there too, high and tight against the junior Cherry.
Fastball up around the chin. Take the count 1-0. 1-0 delivery. That one misses inside for ball two.
And you see Cook trying to push Cherry off the plate here. Cherry's got to have the gumption to stay in there.
Those fastballs coming in the first couple of pitches at a high rate of speed. And this is another one there as a swinging strike for strike one to take the count 2-1 to Waylon Cherry.
And this is a good job by Cook, really, there with the inside pitches and then throwing him the meat and he couldn't catch it.
Two-one delivery. That's a fast strike at the knees for call strike two to even the count at 2-2.
And Cook, again, we've talked about his pace and what he can do, Craig, just not real consistent, but he's really pitched a pretty good game.
Yeah, and he can throw it hard.
He can.
He's going to come out and throw hard at these batters. That one misses away for ball three to take the count full at 3-2 to Waylon Cherry. Cook dealing with the full count pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike three for out number one here at the bottom of the fourth.
Another good pitch by Cook. Just right on the corner again. We've seen the umpire kind of give that call to both sides all night long. Cherry's just got to be a little more defensive about that pitch that's going to be close with a full count.
That'll bring us back to the top of the order now to Nate Adams. You up for the Bulldogs. He's 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch to Adams. Fouls this one off at the plate. That high fastball. Adams just a little bit underneath it, and the count goes 0-1. Back in the first inning, Adams single, stole a base, came in to score the first run of the night. In the second inning, he struck out to go 1-for-2 so far on the night. The 0-1 pitch. That one's on the inside part of the plate for call strike two.
Talked about him so much, but I got to say it again. One of the best athletes to ever come through Clay County High School. Mr. Football finalist this year, leading scorer on the basketball team his senior season, and really coming on as a Bulldog baseball player here late.
0-2 pitch. That one's in the dirt for ball one to take the count to 1-2.
Of course, he and Hayden Adams being honored here. This is senior night. For baseball tomorrow night, softball game will be senior night for the Lady Bulldogs. Also, we'll be here to broadcast it.
1-2 pitch. That one misses away for ball two. think they're going to be lucky enough to get both these in with all the rain they predicted for this week.
I hope so.
I think it's going to be just hit and miss tomorrow like it was today. 2-2 pitch. That's called strike three.
Oh,
got him looking for the second straight strikeout to begin this fourth inning. Two up, two down as Nolan Adams will come to the plate now for Clay County.
I mean, I know he's locked them low tonight, but they, of course we don't have a great view of the verticality of those pitches. But
yeah, it's kind of hard to
Nate
see.
Nate didn't like it, and I didn't either.
No, he didn't like it much. Nolan Adams now the batter with nobody on and two out here at the bottom of the fourth. That one's away and low for ball one.
And again, got to go back to Cook. He's really dealing. Second straight strikeout for him. Here's the bottom of the fourth, Craig.
He's been pitching pretty well. Just had some moments where he lost control a little bit. He's given up four walks now. Swinging strike there by Adams on a big cut to even the count at 1-1.
These two have been going at it all night long. Nolan Adams got hit in the head last time up by Cook, but he's not bailing out of there.
And he came around and scored a run on that.
He did.
After he got hit. 1-1 pitch, swinging strike there for strike two. As Samuel Cook trying to work the best inning he's had so far. He hasn't had a 1-2-3 inning yet. Five batters in the first inning, five in the second inning, seven in the third inning. Swinging strike there on the curveball. He strikes out the side there to get Clay County in order for the first time. We're through four complete. Clay County 6, Crowsdale County 2.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County leads Trousdale County 6-2, headed into the top of the fifth inning. And here's your dog recap, brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Clay County added three runs in the bottom of the third as Nolan Adams got hit by a pitch and then stole two bases before scoring. As Brady Daly put a ball into play to score Adams to make it 4-2. And then we saw a fielder's choice by Colton Brown. It moved Daly to second. Reese Adams walked. And Aiden Keene with a 2-RBI double to score both Brown and Reese Adams to make it 6-2. Big rally for Clay County in the bottom of the third. Then they retired the side in the top of the fourth as Nolan Adams kept dealing on the mound. He's pitched a really good game here tonight. And then Cook got going for Trousdale County on the bump. Three straight strikeouts in the bottom of the fourth, and it's still a four-run ball game headed into the fifth inning. This dog recount has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. Yellow Jackets still have a chance, Craig. Just a four-run game. We know how quickly they can come.
Oh, yeah. This game is very much in doubt. Is Crowsdale County going to stand up to the plate? The 9-1-2 batters due up as Mason Sullins, Aiden Beal, and Samuel Cook due up for the Yellow Jackets. You don't want anybody on with Cook stepping up there because he's been red hot for Crowsdale County.
Yeah, there's no doubt one of the best athletes on this team and possibly the best baseball player is the starting pitcher. Just struck out the last three Clay County batters and perfect on the night in the box, you say. So he's been key for the Yellow Jackets.
He has. Sullins, he will lead off this inning. His only other at-bat, he flew out to left field to end the second inning. Takes that one low for ball one. Rather high for ball one. Takes out 1-0. He was ducking to try to shorten the strike zone that time. It might have helped out a little bit. Nolan Adams back out there for Clay County. That one misses inside for ball two, the Sullins.
Now through four innings here, got a good crowd filtering in watching this one again. I want to remind folks to share this broadcast. And when you do, comment that you did so. Let us know who you're cheering for, Clay County or Trousdale County. If you share it and comment that you did, you have a chance to win a Dalhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. Miss Nina Smith was our winner at our last broadcast, Craig, and we appreciate everybody kind of spreading the word. You know, it is a Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
We go on air when people are pretty busy
yeah.
in the spring. So, you know, not everybody knows we're on there calling a really good baseball game between Clay County and Trousdale County.
Yeah, the people that are watching, they're big fans. And then some people that might not even know this is going on. Like you said, Wednesday night, it's been a rescheduled game. It wasn't on the schedule, so you can't look at the schedule and see that it's on. So, yeah, help us out and let people know that's going on. There's a foul tip into the glove for strike two to Mason Sullins as Reese Adams took a timeout there from behind the plate to go out and talk to Nolan Adams just a second, settle him down a little bit. 2-2 pitch from Nolan. Just misses for ball three. Full count now to Mason Sullins. He'll step back in. Three-two pitch. Got him looking on the inside part of the strike zone for the call strike three for out number one here in the fifth inning.
I don't know how many strikeouts that is for Nolan Adams at this point, Craig, but this is one of the better outings we've seen him throw. He pitched really well against Pekin County before Kale Trowball came in for the save to get the win there, but this may be the best I've seen him so far this season.
That's the fourth strikeout on the night for Nolan Adams, as that one just misses on that breaking ball, stays inside to take the count 1-0.
Giving up a few hits early on, but, you know, just two runs scored here tonight, and I want to think one of them's not earned anyway. I could be yeah. wrong.
I would think so. With the Malman run, he reached on error. Is that
right.
one? It's going to be a foul ball there to take the count 1-1. So if you reach on error, I don't think it can be an earned run.
True.
Yet.
Pitched really well. That's what I'm trying to say.
He has. 1-1 pitch from Adams. This one hit sharply to Daly at shortstop. Long throw, not in time, as Aiden Beal going to beat that one out. It'll be an infield hit for Aiden Beal as Daly had to backhand it, had a long throw, just not in time, and they've got a runner with one out here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, I don't know that you can do any better than what Daly did there. You know, the throw made it. A good catch by Colton Brown, just a good hustle by the Yellow Jacket Beal to get down the line. And again, Coach Brown, there's been several, you said it, Craig, several bang-bang calls. None of them have gone Clay County's way yet.
No, none so far. The field umpire going to come in to join the conversation because he's really what the conversation's about. You know,
right.
All the calls have been made by the field umpire.
Right. Well, basically, they've all been safe at this point, too, except for the one what we thought was a makeup call on the spin and
yeah.
throw back to second after he was out before, I think.
Yeah. So the tension that Coach Brown is feeling is directed toward the field umpire. They'll throw down to first, but back safely is going to be Beal. Pitch was a ball to Samuel Cook. Take the count 1-0. Time called here by Clay County to go out and talk to Nolan Adams.
Yeah, the pitching coach, Coach Reagan, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's Pickett County named for me, but I knew it was from Livingston.
Yeah.
So I was having trouble there, but done a great job with these pitchers tonight. He's going to come out and just kind of settle this team down. And while he does so, we'll talk about our presenting sponsor again, Clay Power Sports. We mentioned all sales of Clay Power Sports apparel. Half of those going to young Evan Hayes throughout this week. But, folks, they've got everything else down there. Huge fishing store. It's spring. The crop here are biting. Smallmouth are coming up. Dalhalla Lake is about to be on fire if it isn't yet. Clay Power Sports is your one-stop shop for all things fishing, boating, mowers, side-by-sides, anything outdoors, they've got it all below the bridge down there, Craig.
Yeah, high 70s, that's going to put everybody going to the lake this weekend, isn't it? Maybe even 80s by this weekend. So, yeah, you need to go stock up on everything you need. They've got a little bit of everything down there. If you need something to mow your yard or take care of that, they've got that. They've just got anything outdoors, really, they've got down there at their shop.
Yeah, for work or play. Hopefully you get to do a little bit more play than work, but they do have it all at Clay Power Sports. Go see Eli and all the gang below the bridge in Salina, just across the river here from us.
I think that little meeting there with Nolan Adams was maybe saying, let's not give him anything to really work with here, because Cook has hit the ball hard the first two times that he has been up to the plate. That one goes behind him. Reese Adams going to have it bounce back to him. He'll make the throw down to second. Kaslikowski will field it to keep it from going into the center field. That's going to be ball three to Samuel Cook. And it was completely behind him to take the count 3-0.
Well, again, you know, kind of the pitcher versus pitcher here. Cook, ice in his veins too, just like Nolan Adams. He's going to take that one if he could, as Adams took one in the helmet earlier from Cook. And I think you're right. You know, they weren't going to give him anything on that at bat, Craig, as they put him on.
A four-pitch walk there given up to Samuel Cook, and he has been the thorn in their side for much of this game, as time called here. To get the courtesy runner out there is Landon Soper will come in to run. Again, for Cook. But now it'll be Caleb Frucci, the batter, with two on and one out. Here, oh no, they have a pinch hitter out there. They do. It's going to be number 20. Stepping in as the pinch hitter, that is Gage Farley, the batter now for Caleb Frucci. Farley hitting that left-handed batter's box, takes strike one on the first pitch that he will face from Nolan Adams.
Well, after giving up the infield single in the walk, you know, Adams with one out here just needs to dial in. Clay County still leads by four at 6-2. This is kind of a crucial moment here for the Dogs.
Throw over to first base. Got the runner leaning just a little bit, but able to get back safely as Landon Soper. And they've got a chance to really get back in this one right here if they can make something happen here in the top of the fifth inning.
And this is a batter that has not seen Nolan Adams, the pinch batter at the plate.
Bunt down to the pitcher. Adams wanted to go to the thirds. He tried to barehand it. He'll take the play at first. It gets away. That's going to let Beal come in to score, and the runners will move up 90 feet, and Trousdale County cuts the lead down to 3-6-3 as Adams wanted to barehand that one and go to third. He had the right idea, but just couldn't pick it up cleanly, and that'll be an error on Clay County, and a run will come in to score for Trousdale County.
Yeah, this is another tough one there. You're right. He had knew what he was going to do in his head, and then after not being able to barehand it on the first stab, Craig, kind of sped himself up going to first to try to get the one out and just kind of threw it in the dirt.
That one gets away from Reese Adams on the first pitch to Jake Malman. It's low for ball one to Malman, the count 1-0. With Soper, the courtesy runner over at third base, Gage Farley, the pinch hitter, over at second base for Trousdale County.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Right to Daly, took a funny hop, bounces up into his chest, throw the first in time, but a run will score, and will break Daly.
Areas with all their
that's one that's fueled by their passion for parts,
service, and the community.
Chest.
H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts gets you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
That's an RBI for Malman as that moves Farley down to third. This one's hit in the air in the infield. Brown going to call off Kaslikowski and make the catch on a little pop-up by Caden Bush in the infield, but Trousdale County gets a little bit closer as they add two runs in the fifth inning. We move to the bottom of the fifth. Clay County 6, Trousdale County 4.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County 6-4, heading into the bottom of the fifth inning. They were up four runs before the top of the fifth, but the Yellow Jackets adding two, one on a throwing error, or I'm sorry, a fielding error, to make it 6-3, and then an RBI fielder's choice by the Yellow Jacket cut it to a two-run ball game at 6-4 as they add two runs in the top of the fifth. Clay County coming up to bat here, Craig. Still lead by two, like we talked about, but could use a couple of runs here headed into the sixth.
Yeah, a little insurance wouldn't hurt at all getting late in this game. And you talk about tough players for Clay County, and you talk about infielders having to give up their body. Brady Daly there at the end of that inning, that one took a hop. If that's 6 inches higher, that catches him right in the face, and he's able to just block that with his body, and that'll leave a mark on him tomorrow, I'd bet you.
Yeah, we've seen plays like that all season long out of Daly and really all of these Bulldogs. They're willing to give it all for their team, and you got to credit Coach Brown for that. You know, Doug talked about it. Doug Strong, who's not with us tonight, talked about it in the last broadcast. You know, these guys are really bought in to what Coach Brown's trying to do, and he's just got a pretty good culture going on between these guys.
Yeah, he does. And Brady Daly makes a big play on defense. How many times did you see one come back up to bat in the next inning, and Cook still dealing there, as that one's low for ball one to Brady Daly.
And Cook, of course, the last time out, three straight strikeouts there in the bottom of the fourth inning. He really kind of got it going for the first time this entire game. He was consistent throughout, and Daly turns on this one.
Great play by the third baseman, the backhand, but the throw is over the head of the first baseman. Daly stumbles going around first, so he's going to be into second with a single and advance on the throwing error. That's a good backhanded play over there at third base by Caleb Frucci, but just the throw sailed on him, and that'll let Daly get on base. That was deep on the sideline, so that's going to be a base hit for Daly, and then he'll advance to second on the throw.
Yeah, I think you're right, because, you know, he put that one just barely inside the bag, and I didn't expect the stab by the third baseman to be true, but it was.
It was.
But the throw was.
And Coach Davey Cothran going to come out and talk to Samuel Cook. He's went the entire way. See if they stay with him here. They may make a pitching change as they're working on the pitcher's mound out there a little bit, where that landing area is for the pitchers. Both of them pitch from the very left end of the pitching rubber, and they're both landing in the same spot right there.
Yeah, they are, and we just talked about it. You know, Cook really pitching better than he has all game long. I would be surprised if Coach Davey Cothran goes away from him here as they're within two runs of Clay County now.
Going to stay with him as Cook will stay out there, but he does have a runner in scoring position trying to get back one of those runs that the Bulldogs gave up in the top of this inning, as Colton Brown will hit now for Clay County.
We talked about Brown, probably the hottest hitter for Clay County here in the last week or so. He's climbed up into the lead in hits and average for the Dogs. He also has 14 RBIs on the season, and he's got a man in scoring position, Craig.
Yeah, you were saying he's like two thousandths of a percentage point to get to 300, something like that.
And he's at 298 right
298,
now.
298, so a walk and a fielder's choice. He hasn't hurt it. He hasn't helped it here tonight. 1-0 pitch from Cook. That one's away for ball two to take the count 2-0. One thing about these Clay County batters, they have forced four walks from Samuel Cook, but they've made him work. They've extended the at-bats where they've been five, six, seven, eight pitches, so that's really working Cook as on the pitcher's mound. That one low and away for ball three now to Colton Brown, and Cook got to be getting close to that pitch count being part of the game now.
Yeah, he hadn't had any quick innings besides the last one when he'd retired the side via strikeout. But you're right. You know, these Clay County batters, each and every one of them, have worked him to, you know, full counts and several walks as Colton Brown does it again.
Walk number five given up by Samuel Cook will bring Reese Adams to the plate now for Clay County.
Reese walked the last time up, maybe, and, you know, I've seen a couple of swings where he's been right on Cook when he gives him something to hit. Wouldn't be surprised if Reese doesn't time it right this time.
Cook stepping in with runners at first and second. That one's at the knees for called strike one as Adams scooting up in the batter's box, his left foot on that front chalk going back toward the pitcher. 0-1 to Reese Adams. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit in the air into the net for strike two on the foul ball. Takes the count 0-2. That shows you a little bit of the power right there by Cook because that was in the net just that quick, wasn't it, as it came off the bat.
Yeah, he's one of the harder throwers we've seen here this season for sure. Cook is, I think.
0-2 to Reese Adams. The 0-2 delivery. A little curveball there. Got him looking for strike three. His last three outs have been by way of the strikeout. That's out number one here in the fifth inning. It'll bring Aiden Keene to the plate now for Clay County.
Just an impressive pitch by Cook that time. We talked about the breaking ball. He's been, selective with it tonight, and it's been effective, and that time it was to freeze Reese Adams.
Yeah, a couple of hard fastballs to get him ahead in the count. Now Keene fouls that one back into the net. The foul ball off the hands for strike one. Keene with a walk and a two RBI double on the day, so he's 1-for-1 and has scored a run for Clay County. He loved an extra base hit here to add to that RBI total.
Yeah, and he stroked it to the outfield the last time up against Cook, and I think that confidence has got him ready for this at bat here as he timed it perfectly the last time up. And then we've seen a lot out of Keen tonight. You know, he stole a couple bases, crossed the plate on an error early on with his hustle, played well in the field too. So having a pretty good night is Aiden Keen.
1-1 pitch from Cook. That one's at the knees for call strike two. Keen wanted to protect the plate there, but laid off that one. The count goes to 1-2. With the runner at second, they're not holding the runner on over at first. Cook, the 1-2 pitch, that one, just missed him, take the count 2-2. That's as close as you can get without being hit by a pitch.
Yeah, I don't know, it looked like it was in his pocket.
It did. 2-2 pitch, curveball again, got him looking. Same pitch, same result, back-to-back strikeouts to try to get Cook out of this jam. And two away now here in the bottom of the fifth with Whit Kazlikowski coming to the plate now for Clay County.
Just excellent by Cook there. Set him up with that inside ball to kind of back him off a little bit. And he thought he was coming at him again, and it broke right in for the strike. Yeah. You can't do it much better than that.
No, that's just a good job working that batter. Kazlikowski hits this one foul over into the softball field, and the count goes 0-1 to Whit Kazlikowski.
The Dogs with a chance to add to this lead, but just haven't been able to do it here, Craig.
Well, the first two batters got on base, then back-to-back strikeouts by Samuel Cook. This one hit and foul ground again for strike two. And kind of ever since that little talk by Davy Cochran went out there, he's kind of settled back in, pitching the way he did in the fourth inning. And he's ahead in the count 0-2 to Kazlikowski. Check swing. Did he go? He fouled it in the glove for the third straight strikeout to end the inning. So a big comeback by Samuel Cook. He gives up a hit and a walk that strikes out the next three. We're through five complete. It's Clay County 6, Trousdale County 4.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We are proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets 6-4, headed into the top of the sixth inning. But Samuel Cook has been dealing on the mound the last two innings for the Yellow Jackets. I think he sat down the last six batters via strikeout, Craig. If not, it's been pretty close. And Clay County wasn't able to add any insurance runs there in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, the last six outs have been by way of the strikeout. He did give up that hit and that walk to let a couple of players on for Clay County, and you think Clay County's got something working, but Coach Cochran came out and had a little talk with him, kind of kicked a little dirt around there on the pitcher's mound. That's a good visit by a baseball manager, coach, whatever you want to call him. He just kind of settled him down, got him refocused, and he came back out and just was dealing after to the next three batters, struck out three in a row. Couple of curveballs, got a couple of them looking that like you talked about. He did such a good job setting up that at bat to make that curveball be effective. So I give Coach Davy Cochran some credit. That timeout, just a little talk out there, may not even talk about baseball. You just get out there, you settle them down, they just get focused back into it, and he did a great job. They're still in this one at 6-4.
Yeah, I hate to give him a whole lot of credit, seeing as we were old rivals. But, Coach Cochran, I think he's been at this quite some time here as the head coach of the baseball team. And, you know, of course, he played himself, an old player himself, an alumni of Trousdale County. And you're right, he knows a lot of the ins and outs of that job, and he's got a few tricks. And I think he used one there to motivate his team early.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, coaching 20-something years?
He's been at it for a long time. We've been out of school a while, believe it or not.
This one hit foul down the left side. Back-to-back foul balls by Gavin Linville to start this inning. The ball behind 0-2. He'll be followed by Aiden Link and Alex Livingston due up for Trousdale in this inning. Trousdale County, two runs in the second inning, two runs in the fifth inning. Clay County, one in the first, two in the second. Three in the third is where we stand at 6-4. Linville behind 0-2 to Adams. And that one just low for ball one to take out 1-2.
You know, talking about Clay Power Sports and what they're doing for young Evan Hayes, Craig, between pitches here, we'll talk about this community really rallying behind the young man. A lot of events going on, including some coming up this weekend.
1-2 pitch from Adams. Just misses away for ball two.
We did a story in the Del Hollow Horizon this week. Folks, pick up a copy. There's so many fundraisers for this young man going on that you have to write a story and put together a timeline, Craig, for all the benefits.
2-2 pitch. This one hit to the outfield. The left fielder coming in. The center fielder is going to call him off, and Nate Adams calls off Waylon Cherry and will make the catch over. He's almost in left field on that one, hit high enough in the air to make the catch possible for Nate Adams going into left field. And that just shows the community support around here that the people in Clay County have, though.
Yeah, it definitely does. The next 2 to 3 weeks, there's something going on every weekend. A couple things. Again, I can't remember them all, but I know there's a cakewalk and auction coming up Saturday night at Salina K8 to benefit the young man. A couple of a horse ride maybe on Sunday, and then a Jeep ride later on in the year, a benefit concert. Lots of things the Clay County community, people, organizations, businesses getting behind this young man who's battling leukemia.
1-0 pitch. This one, a swinging strike for strike one. And people, and I hope nobody ever has to go through that, but people don't realize how tough it is on families, the expense that they have. I mean, the travel that you have to have, the staying in hotels, the food, one's fouled off for strike two. So any help that you could give them would be greatly appreciated.
No doubt about it. And, you know, that's what this community does. We've seen it time and time again. You know, we're not necessarily the biggest as far as population-wise. We're not, you know, not a big metropolitan type area, but a lot of heart here in Clay County, and it shows.
That one misses away for ball two to even the count at 2-2 to Link. This one hitting the air is going to get out of play and foul ground. Count stays 2-2. Hit over in the football bleachers, it sounded like.
And again, to get a rundown of all those events, pick up your Del Hall Horizon newspaper this week or look at our Facebook page. The story's posted there. And then also, you know, a lot of folks sharing on Facebook and social media all of the events. So if you can, keep up with it. Give what you can and support this cause.
That one fouled in the net to keep the count 2-2.
Here on senior night, Clay County again leading 6-4, Craig, in the top of the sixth. Nolan Adams trying to get another out.
That one misses away for ball three to take the count full. Kind of feel this is a big out right here. Link,
I think so,
has had a pretty good night. He's 2-for-2 on the night with an RBI. Hasn't scored yet, but he's been a big part of the things that Trousdale County's been able to do.
He really has, and last time up, he really stroked one, I think, to right center field, and that time he gets dialed up by Nolan Adams.
That fastball belled high on the inside part of the strike zone, and now they're going to come out and visit with Nolan Adams as Alex Livingston. Coming, know it's going to be a pinch hitter for Trousdale County. We're going to have a pitching change to face number 10, Peyton Scruggs. New pitcher coming in, I think, is it Wick Kaslikowski? They're bringing him from second to be the new pitcher. He'll warm up. We'll be back in just a moment.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Baseball, where the Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County 6-4 here, two outs in to the top of the sixth inning as Nolan Adams got the first two outs. He's done for the night as he retires Aiden Link, who'd been 2-for-2 via strikeout. And it's the junior, Whit Kaslikowski, taking the mound, Craig.
Whit Kazakowski coming in from second base to pitch now. He'll face Peyton Scruggs, a pinch hitter for Trousdale County. They're going to move Nolan Adams over to shortstop. They'll slide Brady Daly over to second base for Clay County. Is that one hitting? So Scruggs hit by a pitch on the first pitch by Kazakowski. We'll put a runner at first base.
Yeah, that one just getting away from Whit a little bit there. You know, he's done most of his work this year, Craig. In relief, he's pitched 21, a little over 21 innings, but only three starts for Whit Kazakowski. He's second leading pitcher in ERA, just over three, around 3.5, and also thrown about 24 strikeouts on the year, so he's been pretty effective.
That's not bad. Coming in relief as Mason Sullins, the batter now for Trousdale County. Tying run at the plate for the Yellow Jackets. That one bounces in front of Adams. He'll keep it in front of him and hold the runner over at first on ball one to Sullins. The 1-0 to Mason Sullins. Game over 2 hours old, about 2 hours and 10 minutes. This matchup between Trousdale County and Clay County.
Another good outing for Nolan Adams tonight. Again, got the first two outs of this innings, threw several strikeouts. Did allow a few hits, but only the four runs, and not all of them earned. We talked about that. So another good start for the junior.
Foul ball into the net for strike one to Mason Sullins. As he'll step back in there, let's make sure that Sullins is. Kazakowski gets the pitch side. It is Sullins. The hitter's still there in the nine spot, then back to the top of the order. If he can reach. Oh, that got him. So Sullins, second batter hit by a pitch by Kazakowski, will put the tying run on first base for Aiden Beal.
I don't know about that one. He kind of ducked. That one was breaking back in, potentially for a strike. It hit him on the back as he was leaned over the plate.
Yeah, he did lean into the.
I mean, that's Whit's pitch, no doubt. It's going to look like it's in your eyes. But it's going to fall down, and that one did.
It did. And he did lean forward. He crouched forward. So.
It's almost like he caught it with his back.
Yeah. Aiden Beal, the batter now for Clay County. He takes strike one to start his at-bat.
You know, and Coach Brown's talked about it with Kel Trobaugh and Whit Kazakowski, the change of pace. When you go from the hard-throwing Nolan Adams, you bring in Trobaugh or Whit Kazakowski, and it's just hard to change it up like that, isn't it, Craig?
It is. You've got the batters have to have a little adjustment time. 0-1 pitch from Kazakowski misses inside for ball one on the fastball that time by Whit. It evens the count at 1-1. His bread and butter, though, is the off-speed stuff, isn't it?
The breaking ball and the off-speed for sure.
1-1 count to Aiden Beal. Samuel Cook on deck. Fouled off at the plate for strike two. They'd love to get out of this. And if you got to face Cook, the best time to face him is with nobody on.
Yeah, just needing one out. Of course, Nolan Adams getting the first two here, and Kazakowski coming in relief to try to get the second or the third.
Ahead in the count, 1-2 to Aiden Beal. Beal steps back in. 1-2 pitch fouled off the plate. Beal staying alive. The leadoff batter, if you're up there, you're going to make contact. And he does that to keep this at-bat alive.
And our first look at Kazakowski, we saw him a little bit last season. So we don't know him real well. But I do know he's got a really nasty breaking ball.
And he may use it right here. And he goes fastball. Oh, great pick by Reese Adams. He'll throw down to third. But the runner's back safely as a big lead there by Peyton Scruggs. He thought it was going to get away. But that backhand stab by Reese Adams kept it there and held the runner at second base. The pitch was a ball to even the count at 2-2. And you're talking about paying dividends right there. The catcher did it right there. Kazakowski trying to get the payoff pitch here, the 2-2 delivery. check swing in the dirt. It gets away. Adams has to chase it down. He'll throw to first in time to complete the strikeout, and that's a big out right there by Whit Keselowski. He'll get the out with Cook standing on deck, and that will end the top of the sixth inning. We're through five and a half. It's Clay County 6, Trousdale County 4.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, boats, mowers, side-by-sides, utility vehicles, all of the above down at Clay Power Sports. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Clay County leading Trousdale County 6-4, Craig. The senior Hayden Adams coming up to bat first on senior night. You see the numbers down in front of you. Number 12, Nate Adams, has played really well tonight. Number 18, Hayden Adams, also had a good game here for the Dogs, and they're up by two. We talked about in the break. Wouldn't hurt to add a couple here.
Now, you kind of feel like Clay County's had control of this one since early, but Trousdale County, you just also have that kind of that feeling in the back of your mind that they're not going away. And I think they've shown that, and now Hayden Adams to lead off for the Bulldogs here in this sixth inning. First pitch going to be a foul into the mitt for strike one to Hayden Adams, who is 1-for-1 on the day with a single, scored a run, walked, was stranded at first base back on in the third inning. That one's at the knees for call strike two to take the count 0-2.
Made a couple of really nice plays out there in right field, has a senior also tonight.
Adams steps back in, 0-2 pitch. That curveball breaks over the inside part of the plate. Didn't have a lot of break to it. Hayden Adams didn't think it had enough, but the umpire has been giving that call, and it's called strike three for out number one. Seven straight outs recorded by way of the strikeout for Samuel Cook.
Yeah, I mean, he's really dialed in at this point, and they've come the exact same way. Set you up with the fastballs and give you the big meat-breaking ball there. And you can't help but lay off of it because you think it's high and tight, but it's not, Greg.
There's that fastball to get him ahead, 0-1 to Waylon Cherry. Cook asking for time here. That's Caden Bush. Maybe having a little pain there in his glove arm as Cook takes a timeout, and he's kind of working that glove side arm as he walks back out there.
You know, mentioned Clay Power Sports, you know, of course, all of they got going on for fishing and boating and so on and so forth. They also becoming the region's biggest supplier of outboard engines. We've said that during a couple of our broadcasts, and you see it every day. They're rigging somebody's boat. So if you're looking for one, they're the place to go.
The 0-1 pitch, swinging strike there for strike two. That's not an easy job to get everything aligned and put together the correct way, and they've got some great folks down there to be able to do that.
They really do, and, you know, you also have mowers. You're talking about mowing people down. That's what Cook's been doing here lately.
That one misses away for ball one to take the count 1-2. Now to Waylon Cherry.
You say seven straight?
His last seven outs has been by way of the strikeout. He's had a couple of base runners scattered in there. But he didn't have a strikeout before this until way back in the second inning.
Yeah, he's just really gotten stronger and stronger as this game's going on. And, again, Clay County without those runs early could be in trouble, but they still lead by two. It's 6-4 as Cherry goes down.
Swing strike number three there for out number two by way of the strikeout in the inning. He's recorded 8 straightouts by way of the strikeout, 11 strikeouts in the game for Samuel Cook. I think he's also got 5 walks on the night for Trousdale County. Now back to the top of the order to Nate Adams for Clay County, as Nate will step in.
2 outs here. Nate Adams just looking to get on, I think, Craig, and he's the guy you want up there if that's what you're looking for. He's got probably one of the higher on-base percentages on this team.
Hits this one in the air to center field. Second baseman going out. Center fielder coming in. Center fielder will get to it on a running catch made out there by Aiden Beal for Trousdale County. Fly ball kind of in no man's land, but Beal able to get to it. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Clay County. We move to the top of the seventh. Trousdale County down to their final 3 outs. Samuel Cook leading it off when we come back. Clay County leading 6-4.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable state. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs lead the Jackets of Trousdale County by 2. It's 6-4 heading into the top of the seventh inning. And here's your dog recap brought to you by Westmoreland Management. We saw the bottom of the fifth, top of the sixth, and the bottom of the sixth. No outs scored for either team. All the runs lately came in the top of the fifth when Trousdale County added 2. Clay County did lead 6-2. They cut it to a 2-run ball game at 6-4, and it stayed that way through the bottom of the fifth and the entire sixth inning. And the Yellow Jackets are coming to bat for their last chance to tie this one up or take a lead here against Clay County. This dog recap has been brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Trousdale County, their backs against the wall, Craig.
And then the heart of the order up for the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, 2, 3, and 4 batters due up. Samuel Cook to be followed by Caleb Frucci and Jake Malman due up. Let's see if it's still Frucci on deck. They had a pinch hitter, Gage Farley, hit the last time, but I would think that Frucci will return here in this seventh inning to hit. But right now, Samuel Cook to face Whit Kazlikowski for the first time. Cook has been on base 3 different ways, and that one misses away for ball 1 to take the count 1-0. He got a single, reached on error, walked, and has scored a run in the game now.
Yeah, basically perfect because he was intentionally walked the last time.
Yeah.
We saw that. We know what he's doing on the mound right now. This guy is an impressive baseball player. Not sure what class he is, Craig, but Samuel Cook can play the game.
That one just misses inside for ball 2, and again, I think they've told him, don't give him a lot to hit here in this at-bat.
Well, either way, you know, unless he goes yard, you know, I don't know what you do, really. Do you
exactly.
Walk him to put him on first, or do you give him a chance to get an extra base hit? It's a good pitch from Whit Kazlikowski there to get a strike.
At the belt for strike 1 to take the count 2-1 is Kazlikowski dialing up a little heat there to face Cook for the first time.
A little late game drama going on here at Clay County High School.
Swinging strike there for strike 2.
And that's what you see is you Cook way out in front of that one.
Yeah, he's been used to Nolan Adams, that fastball. That one had him spinning there in the batter's box and evens the count at 2-2. Sometimes a fastball hitter is not a curveball hitter, so you never know with Kazlikowski here.
Well, again, you've seen it all night long, the speed of Nolan Adams, and then you come up and you're like, whoa, where'd this guy come from?
2-2 pitch here as Cook focusing in again. Kaslikowski, did he catch it? Oh, no, they're going to call ball three there. Clay County crowd didn't like it, but the count goes full.
That's a, yeah, and the crowd's saying, you know, basically, hey, you called that all night. Yeah. Give it to Witt.
Yeah, the check swing. He's been pretty generous on the check swing, but he doesn't call that one. And the full count pitch coming to Samuel Cook. Kaslikowski will deal. And he got him looking at strike three. Samuel Cook retired for the first time tonight. Kaslikowski freezes him with that little breaking ball to the outside part of the strike zone for out number one in the seventh.
It's an excellent job by Witt out there on the mound. Just really setting him up for that one, Kurt.
He did. He did he gave Samuel Cook a little bit of his own medicine, didn't he? As it is going to be Gage Farley back in there to hit for Trousdale County. That one misses away for ball one. Farley, he got on base on an error on a little bunt that he laid down his last at-bat. One oh pitch, swinging strike there for strike one.
You know, saw Kaslikowski come in and kind of had a rough start in the last inning there, but he rallied and got the last out, and to me, he's dialed it in now, Craig. You kind of see him with a little pace out there on the mound, too.
Yep. 1-1 pitch, swinging strike there for strike two on a little more speed from Kaslikowski. You talking about laying that bunt down the last time. It's probably harder to lay down a bunt on a breaking ball than it is on a fastball.
That's true.
Farley steps back in. The 1-2 pitch from Kaslikowski. Swinging strike for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the inning, and Trousdale County down to their final out. And Jake Malman trying to keep this game going.
Yeah, we talked about what Witt's done in relief, and we're getting to see it here on full display as he strikes out the first two here in the seventh, Craig, and like to see him get the side to close this one out.
You know, we've seen Coach Devin Brown make some pretty good pitching calls the last few games we've done, haven't we?
Yeah, we really have, and I talked to him about that before this one, and he said that it's just really the change of pace is what he likes.
Malman grounds that one foul down the third base side and out of play.
You know, with Nolan Adams, he can come in and give you those solid six innings, and yeah. or close to it, and then you bring in either Trowball or Witt or Daly or some of these other guys who can throw strikes. And they've got a little junk to it, too.
Yeah.
And they're very effective. And we've seen that twice now.
Yeah.
In the last two broadcasts.
And just pulling the right strings when we're here, at least, is the 0-1 pitch from Kaslikowski hit on the right side. That's going to be a tough play down the right field line. That's a fair ball. And that's a base hit for Jake Malman to keep this game going. Just a little bloop single down the right field line. Colton Brown had the best chance at it. But right out from first base, it's very tough to try to expect that first baseman to make an over-the-shoulder catch in that area.
Yeah, you had three guys, and they could get as close as they could, but it fell right between them. As the right fielder, the second baseman, and like you said, the first baseman tried to get to it. Couldn't put it in a better spot if you're a Yellow Jacket.
No, couldn't carry it out there and lay it down any better. As Caden Bush, the batter now for Trousdale County, they're going to bring a pinch runner in here, a little more speed for the Yellow Jackets as the pinch runner is number three. That is Benjamin Smith, the runner for Trousdale County.
Again, just a two-run ball game, so you got the tying run at the plate, Craig.
Yep, and Bush has been pretty good tonight.
He has.
He doesn't have a hit as he grounds this one to Adams at short, the only plays at first, the long throw got him to end. This one is Nolan Adams takes that ground ball to shortstop, throws across the diamond, and Witt Kaslikowski gets them in order in the top of the 17 to get this final score of Clay County 6, Trousdale County 4, the postgame show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. Welcome back here to Clay County High School for the Farm Bureau postgame show. Bulldogs winners tonight by a score of 6-4 over Trousdale County. Clay County improves to 8-12. The Yellow Jackets fall to 3-15 on the season. We'll now do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. You know, I was started off with this, Craig, 3-15. That wasn't really a 3-15 baseball team that we'd looked at unless Cook hadn't been on the mound for them or what, but they must play a really tough schedule.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it. They seemed a lot better than their record would. When you look at it, you would think that they would just be somebody that Clay County would just kind of roll over, but they did some good things. Early, they threw the ball around maybe when they didn't need to, and that may be why they've gotten to that point, maybe some fielding errors or something that's contributed to those losses. But they hit the ball pretty hard, and when you hit the ball hard, you're going to stay in game. So I was impressed with a team with a record like that coming out and playing the way they did in a game that's not a district game on a Wednesday night, a rescheduled game. But they battled Clay County, like you said, a rivalry game. That's going to bring out the best in them, and they played hard. But Clay County able to even up the season series with them.
Yeah, they were, and it started with Clay County getting on the board first in the bottom of the first inning. Senior Nate Adams on senior night led the game off with a single here, and then ended up coming around. He stole a base, got to third on a pitch on a pass ball, and a fielder's choice let him score. So senior on senior night getting the first run on the board, Craig. Clay County went up 1-0, but here come Trousdale County. Aiden Lincoln, an RBI single, and also an error allowed them to score another run, and they took a 2-1 lead there in the top of the second. It was back and forth, bottom of the second. Clay County comes right back. Hayden Adams with an infield single to tie it up at 2, and then another error allows Hayden to come around and score. And it made it 3-2, so a lot of action early in this one.
That's kind of neat, isn't it? Both seniors on senior night start out with a single and scored a run on their first at-bat. So that's, if you're a senior, you want to start it out that way. That's what they did. They came out, they start got it started off, and that's the difference. The two seniors scoring a run, that's the difference in the game, is they win by two tonight.
Yeah, it is. And then we saw Nolan Adams kind of get going and did a great job in the top of the third and the top of the fourth with taking care of those Yellow Jacket hitters, and Clay County went to work. We saw trying to remember who did it. Nolan Adams got on base by getting hit by a pitch. He stole base to get to second and then also stole third, and then Brady Daly put one in play to score Nolan Adams to make it 4-2 on an error. And then we saw a fielder's choice move Daly over to second. Reese Adams walked, and then Aiden King came up. A two RBI double drove home Colton Brown and Reese Adams, and I thought that was a big momentum swing for Clay County. They got that four-run cushion to make it 6-2, and honestly, they didn't score another run in this one. So to me, that was a huge hit by Aiden Keene. They kind of sealed the deal for Clay County back in the bottom of the third.
It was. It was 3-2 at that time, and Crowsdale County is still very much in the game. And those three runs in that third inning, just that separation, that makes a team play different. When you're down one, it's a whole lot different than being down four. And that's what kind of that Keene was able to do, get them that big lead and just help them to that advantage. And the Crowsdale County just never could respond.
They couldn't. They couldn't respond with their bats. And let me tell you something, their pitcher responded. He got in a groove, started stroking the strikeouts, limited Clay County, basically shut them out for the last three innings, did Cook on the mound. And then he got the bat behind him also as Trousdale County scored two in the top of the fifth to make it a 6-4 ball game. And then Nolan Adams pitched well throughout, top of the sixth, got the first two outs. Coach Brown going with the reliever in Whit Castle-Cousy, retired the last out in the top of the sixth. And then the top of the seventh set down all three batters after allowing a bloop single. Rallied and came back and got the last out on a ground out to Nolan Adams at shortstop. So just great play all around for Clay County. I said kind of coming into this one, I thought it was a big game to get some momentum back for this team heading into the postseason. And I think they did that tonight.
Yeah, I think so. But going back to Samuel Cook a little bit, boy, what a difference or how much a game can change. Through the first three innings, you think they're going to wear him out. You know, they're just going to keep adding to this, and it's going to be easy, and they're going to just keep adding runs because he was throwing a whole lot of balls. He was getting a lot of pitches going, and all of a sudden he just finds a different speed, and he gets 11 strikeouts, 9 of those in the last three innings. So that's not bad, you know. That's a pretty good pitcher. That's recovering for a pitcher, and Clay County still able to overcome that, able to do enough early to hold on and get that win. So yeah, they did a good job. Just a workmanlike effort, it seems like, by Clay County tonight, just going out and kind of manufacturing plays by forcing Crowsdale County to do some things that they might not normally do.
Yeah, I agree. And a really good ball game to call. Great ball game for the fans that were here. Looking at this one, and again, it was Clay County, Trousdale County. We don't see each other a whole lot anymore. You know, Trousdale County's up in Double A most of the time in every sport and this and that. We run them into them every once in a while, play them in football a couple of times. But, hey, this rivalry still runs deep. We saw a little chippiness in this one, too.
It did get a little interesting at times. I give the kids credit. The umpires, I give them credit. They stepped up, and they said, that's enough. You know, he met with both coaches. The home plate umpire did a great job taking control of this. I don't know who he was, but I'll give him credit. It's a tough job. I can criticize them, I can talk about them, but I can't go out there and do it. So they do a great job, and they deserve all the credit they get. And I thought he did a great job. He just finally said, like I've always said, you know, people will be fouling and stuff in basketball games. They'll get a little rough in football. You start throwing people out, you're going to take control because the coach will take control. Then something's going to happen. I think that's what he just kind of told them. Both teams responded to that. They said, okay, we'll just settle down and play. And the last part of it, again, Colton Brown there at first base, I don't think he really did anything intentionally.
No.
The throw coming from Reese Adams kind of pulled him right into the base paths, and they just kind of ran together. And that's one of those where things happen, and it does – in an intense little part of the game, it does look kind of worse than it was. It never got really bad. That's just kids playing baseball. It's going to happen. It happens on the sand lot. It happens everywhere. And both teams did a good job just getting through it, not having any trouble with it. Clay County comes away with the win.
Right. Well, you know, if you run into Colton Brown, it looks malicious because he doesn't budge.
That's true. He didn't move, did he?
He just stood there.
And that was it.
Again, Clay County winners tonight, 6-4. This Bulldog wrap-up been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermity Springs. Visit EcoPoundsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. It's now time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. We talked about the two seniors having a great night in Hayden Adams and Nate Adams being honored here on senior night. But we got to go with the junior, Aiden Keene. Made the big play to give Clay County that cushion they needed to go through and win this one, Craig. But that's not all to me. You know, we saw him kind of set the tone early, I thought, when he got on base with that walk, advanced to second. Actually, I can't remember. I think he saw a pass ball. He's running to second, rounded second, got into third. They had a throw in error. He slid at third, got straight back up, came into home and scored maybe the second run of the game. I can't remember exactly which one. But to me, Aiden Keene set the tone, and then he delivered in crunch time when he had two runners on base for Clay County with a big two RBI double, and just played really well tonight in the batter's box.
I agree with you. That double that he hit was deep, and it could have been easily a home run if that just got a little more elevation. He hit that well to left field. I did, too. When it left the bat, I thought that's going to leave the park. But I tell you what else he did, and sometimes it maybe as a announcer, you kind of see things that you want to talk about, and he kind of got in the head of Trousdale County a little bit. He kind of started the chippiness because that's when he got them to throwing it around, and he didn't start anything, but when he got them to throwing the ball around, that made them mad. And as they got mad, that got over to the coach. That made him a little angry. So that kind of got everybody fired up, and him doing that may have took them out of their game a little bit. So you give him credit right there, and that may have just really helped Clay County kind of take them out of their game and not let them do what they normally do.
Yeah, the pressure he put on Trousdale County on the base pass definitely forced those errors and allowed that run. And it kind of, you know, it was like catching a cold because they kept doing it after that, just like you said, for sure, Craig. And we talked about it. To me, Aiden King's one of those old-school type players. You know, he gets everything he can out of his swing. And, of course, I'm a little partial. I played ball with his father, Chris, who was that type of player for sure. But Aiden King definitely earned this TDS top performer for tonight. But to me, he kind of, he plays just like his dad did. Gives it all he's possibly got, and plays with a little swagger. And there's nothing
gotta
like
have it.
Having a little swagger. Aiden Keene put that to work tonight and basically gave the Clay County the cushion they need to win this game.
Yeah, he did. This Clay County team responded well. You know, this team beat them, like you talked about. Granted, they weren't into baseball mode yet. The whole team wasn't. But Clay County came out and, like, this 3-14 record, they're better than that coming into tonight. And Clay County just responded, and this Bulldog team continues to grow a little bit, I believe. And, again, I love the way that they're making pitching changes. I don't know who's actually making the calls, if it's the head coach, the pitching coach, whoever, but they're doing a good job going to the right player at the right time to get what they need to be able to bring that to relief pitcher in and hold on and get wins. And so I think that this team is just kind of gelling at the right time.
No doubt about it. The team played really well. But our top performer tonight is the junior, Aiden Keene, with a big RBI double to give Clay County their fifth and sixth run and get them this 6-4 win here over Trousdale County. Tonight's top performer brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We're going to be right back at it here tonight. We won't be looking out this window. We'll be looking out the one off to our right shoulder, Craig, looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field for Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball against Westmoreland. And they had a really good game last week. The Lady Dogs ended up losing by one run. It was back and forth. So I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to seeing the girls again.
A while. That may be intense like tonight was. That's kind of what you want as a broadcaster. You want a little drama. You don't want anything to ever get physical or anything. But a little drama makes it good to have a broadcast. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. We really haven't seen Baylor Walden at her best yet. Yeah. We look to see her. And just the way that it's been, 3 weeks, I guess, since we've seen them.
We've done three straight baseball broadcasts. It's just the way the schedule fell out, and then we had some rainouts and this and that. So we're going to be back to softball. It's been a while. We've got a lot to catch up on.
I got to remember where everybody's at.
That's right.
it's a learning curve again. But in 3 weeks, these young players, these freshmen that Coach Homer Daly's got, they could have grown up quite a bit. So this may be a different-looking team that we see tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're very looking forward to it, of course. And one more time, I want to recognize our colleague and friend, Mr. Doug Strong, wasn't able to be here tonight to broadcast with us, won't be here with us tomorrow night either. We miss you, Doug, and we're thinking about you. He lost his mother yesterday and dealing with that loss, Craig, and not the same, but yeah. He still had a pretty good night tonight here for the Horizon Sports Network. But Doug just brings so much to the broadcast that, honestly, you and I don't know anything about.
Yeah, like we said, umpiring, he's done it for 30 years. So he can tell you that he can do it. And I just miss being able to say, tell me. when you could look over there. That means so much. It's kind of like you see on the NFL. That's why they've got that guy in the booth to say they pay him millions. We've got Doug here in Salida doing it right there. So, and we just miss him. He's a stabilizer, isn't he? Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. And just I know it's a tough time, but time is all that will help it. And best wishes to him.
No doubt. All of our thoughts and prayers with Doug Strong and his family for sure. Big win for the Bulldogs tonight. They beat Trousdale County 6-4 here. And I'll sign off with that. We'll be right back here for softball tomorrow night. Give us a follow and tune in. For Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing y'all a good night.